one more time in 3, 2.
Hi, Jinx and Sue podcast. This is going to be number 27. Comes directly after 26. Today we are down a man. I use that term loosely. Not down, but man.
I know, we have put up his mic as a...
Wow, really?
That's actually... Do we have like a ribbon we can tie on that? Or
the old ribbon around?
But that I should have left it here and just left it blank.
No, I kind of like it, and it's like very...
Put flowers on it.
It's very Stalin-esque, sort of.
It's like a statue. We should bring it down with cables and then ride it through the town square.
Try to get around behind a truck.
Josh is dead!
Yeah, Josh isn't here, but this is the Hijinks and Sue podcast, the podcast for geeks on geekery. And in the studio today, myself, Joel from HijinksandSue.com, webcomic, the breakfast cereal, the movie... The made-for-TV Lifetime movie. Not without my webcomic.
That's the name of the
Lifetime? It's a mother's struggle to retrieve her webcomic after a divorce.
The webcomic retarded?
It's on the sequel.
It has to be
the retarded webcomic?
In the sequel. Well,
like,
in the first one...
to the Special Olympics?
No, in the first one, she's trying to get her webcomic back from her bastard husband. But in the second one, she has a retarded webcomic, and the city wants to not let it be in public school.
As long as the husband's alcoholic, fine.
In both, and there's a court, there's a trial in both.
Gotcha.
Too.
I just want to see at some point you like pushing your webcomic in a wheelchair and then letting it go, and
like down a hill.
No, like down a track
like
at the Special Olympics. Like where the
I don't think you set retards free, dude. I'm pretty sure you got to take care of them pretty much always.
The wood.
It's it's not like Harry and the Hendersons. You're not like get out, and it's like why go.
So you're saying Harry and the Hendersons was about retards?
Oh yeah. That wasn't a Sasquatch.
That actually makes sense.
That was just a mongoloid child. Okay, so sitting across from me, Eli.
This goes in your mouth. This one goes in your ear. And this one goes in your butt.
That's going to be long.
But
that's also for Idiocracy.
Yeah. Oh.
Eli brought to you by America.
By Idiocracy, my electrolytes.
Eli has the electrolytes that plants need. Next to Eli is Denise.
Hello, listeners.
She doesn't have any electrolytes.
Don't.
But,
a Coke. Zero.
Cane. That's it, Denise.
Out of that.
Like cane from Kung Fu?
No, Denise does cocaine, like Dr. Roxo.
Right.
The rock and roll clown.
I'm all out, though, so.
Do cocaine.
Just rub it on your gums, you won't get addicted. Today on the Hijinks and Sue podcast, we're going to do This Week in Internet. We're going to talk about some stuff, and then we're going to do your questions. And that's all. Eli, did you want to? You wanted to start with something? Oh yeah, we have a special.
No, we can dump mine in.
We have a special musical treat.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm actually looking forward to this.
A very special musical treat.
Oh, I haven't heard this yet either.
No one has.
No one has except Joel.
It murdered me.
We're only going to do mine, right?
We're going to do Josh's.
Oh, he's going to be sad.
Do you really want to wait until he gets back?
It's
something to look forward to.
It gives us material for next week.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
then we'll
my producer is telling me in my ear that we probably want to wait.
Is my baby your producer?
Right.
She's like, no.
No.
Yeah, I actually do want to see his face when he hears it. I'll tell you what, you can hear it. We're not on the air.
Yes.
But I want to see his face when he hears
it.
Okay,
that's fair. Fair enough.
Can you switch that so I can see the screen?
Yeah.
As we produce on the air.
Live TV, folks. Live TV. So, the special musical treat is that one of the intrepid fancy bastards named Jeff Fardink, who quickly, as I'm talking, I will find his website and then tell you to go there, is a musical man. He writes funny songs and sad songs and romantic songs about like stalking and stuff. But Yeah, jefffardink.com. J-E. There's three Fs. J-E-F-F-F-A-R-D-I-N-K.com. Also at MySpace/probably Jeff Fardink, if I had to guess. Went ahead and approached me about writing some songs for the podcast. And having not heard anything he had done, I was absolutely terrified. Like, that's just the... like, you need to hear Josh's.
All right, sweet.
You need to hear Josh's, seriously. Josh's is pretty much face melting.
Oh, Josh.
It's face melting.
Why are you not here, metal. Josh?
So he wrote... what I was hoping to get first would be a theme song that we could use, but he went ahead and did individual theme songs for Eli and Josh, which are just fantastic. And,
my nipples are hard.
Hopefully, again, we'll get themes for everyone else on the show and also one for the actual show as time goes by. But,
right.
Man, oh, man. Do you want to go ahead and play it? Do you want to start the show with yours?
Yeah, I guess
let's go ahead and cue yours up.
Do it.
Kill your other music.
Blow some pants.
Get ready
off.
To play it three or four times because it's short.
My pants.
And you'll want to hear it. Let me just preface this. The next band said that this is going to blow your balls out your asses. So hold on to your balls.
I feel like we need the back in the day when MTV would like new video from like Metallica,
the buzz.
And then they show like the globe spins like world premiere. And it's like going it's like going around
baseline bing 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 bing.
And then they show that guy, that one DJ,
like Ricky Rackman or something.
Yeah, and he's all like, "Hey everybody, it's new song. Oh man, I'm totally stoked. I got to listen to it."
Yeah. Get
in
here.
Go.
Right. Play and the world premiere.
Eli theme song.
My theme Hijing song.
The zoo.
Go me.
He crossed the border illegally. To Titan graphics on level 3. No more soundboard, please kill me. His grandma is so sleepy.
Oh my god, that is the best thing I have ever heard.
The last part, I want you to cut out the last part so we can just play Eli, like every time you talk.
Okay,
isn't that great? One more time?
Shh, everybody be quiet.
One more time.
This is just for me.
He crossed the border illegally to Titan graphics on level 3. No more soundboard, please kill me. His grandma is so sleepy.
Oh, that is the best thing I have ever heard.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
This guy is my new best
friend. That was
so good. JeffFardink.com. Don't you feel privileged that someone actually
wrote
a song
about you? That was so awesome.
You need to send me this guy's email because I'm sending him every game that I have ever made.
That was so good.
That was just...
It really
that was truly brilliant,
pretty fucking
actually.
Awesome.
Damn it. Now I can't wait to hear Josh's. Hear that?
Yeah, we'll play it right
after
the show.
We'll play it immediately after. We'll put I'm now really excited, but I can wait. We'll hear mine again.
So what I'm hoping for is to get a theme song for the whole show, equally as awesome as that, and then stingers for the mail sack and the internet and whatever else. But man, oh man, like that made my day. I played that so for my wife. She lost her mind. I mean, she literally like went apeshit and tore a hole through the ceiling and died. It was so great. And for those who might not have been able to understand, he crossed the border legally. He tightens graphics on level 3. No more soundboard, please kill me. His grandma is so sleepy.
I didn't catch that part.
Eli.
That's so good.
Yeah,
That's going to be like I need to make that my ringtone.
You need to make that your everything. That needs to be playing while you're walking down the street.
Well, you could get little iPod speakers, and like every time you walk into a room, do that.
So good.
Like you need to add shotguns to the end of it. Like,
I'm gonna walk into a store like to buy some new shoes,
and
I'm gonna walk
idea.
Up to the counter. I'm gonna be like, 1 minute, please.
And then and you've got a Victrola, and you
I'm like,
bring out a record.
Graphics on level 3. No more soundboard, please kill me. His grandma is so sleepy. Eli.
That is truly wonderful.
Wow.
That is truly
this guy is
magical.
A Renaissance man.
He is.
Listen to his stuff. It's actually pretty funny. It's kind
of
in the same vein as Colton. Silly, sad songs that are generally pretty good. So check him out. Are we going to get right started with links, or did you want to bring something up?
No, we'll just...
You had something. You said you had something.
I have something, and it's just something I wanted to talk about.
Go. Why not?
All right. So this, the State Fair of Tejas is coming up.
Oh, yeah?
And I've got the list of the fried foods that will be
God
there.
Damn it.
This is a huge event for those who are not from Texas. The State Fair is the largest...
Nobody else in Texas cares.
Well, it's like the largest fair in like the country, I believe.
Oh.
It's, is yeah, it? It is. It's super massive and it's super retarded. And the big bit they always have is the fried food.
Fried everything.
Fried everything. That's like their big main event. Outside of
yeah,
the
there's no rides, there's no cars, there's no.
It's a couple
cattle.
Of rides.
Well,
they don't mind.
It's all food.
No, they start the fair by instead of like the big ribbon cutting, they have like a deep fryer, like a real
they
large
fry a
one.
Ribbon.
Yeah, ribbon it's like a real large. No, they fry a pair of scissors. So it's like this novelty size like deep fryer that's huge, and then they just dip, and then they're like, "This fair is open.
I declare this fair open to the fry eating
oh,
public."
Oh God, grease fire.
All right, so here's the list. I didn't have last year's list, but here's...
Did you ever see the Good Eats where Elton Brown fries a turkey?
No.
I've had fried turkey. That's okay. Delicious.
I've had fried turkey, too. And here's the thing. You should only get fried turkey from someone else. Because he had to build a rig to safely fry a turkey that involved, like, 3 stepladders, pulleys, winches.
Because you have to do it safely.
You got to be really far away from it when it goes into the water. And he goes, here's what happens if your turkey is a little bit wet. And a little bit cold, and you stick it in the fryer. And before they even get started, he's, they're 100 feet back, there's fire marshals all around him.
It's like a Michael Bay movie.
Yeah, and they have a crane. And a crane lowers the turkey, and it's just a wet, cold turkey in a thing of like 400 degree oil, and it explodes. It bursts into flames, it shoots a wall of fire and grease in every direction.
Yeah.
The grease overflows and stays on fire, and there's just a pool of fire. And then all the guys are like, swarm, 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 like putting it out.
This summer, grease fire. Michael Bay, Elton Brown, grease fire.
Okay.
A grease. No, it's
turkey
like.
Turkey explosion?
A deep. That's the name of the movie.
Turkey explosion.
Turkey explosion.
Go ahead.
From the man who brought you Transformers.
Deep fried Transformers. Sing along.
Sing along.
Gums turkey explosion.
The ride.
It's really good, though, if it doesn't explode your house.
Deep fried Transformers?
No,
I'd
turkey.
I think they'd be crunchy.
Crunchy Optimus Prime.
Go ahead.
All right, so fried they have... there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 items. Number one is Fernie's All-American Fried Grilled Cheese Sandwich. It's white bread sandwich with American and cheddar cheese dipped in egg and milk batter, coated with breadcrumbs and fried.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
There
it
are
does.
No ingredients there I don't
it
like.
It absolutely does. Here's the best one, and it's really too bad, again, that Josh isn't here. Chicken fried bacon.
Oh my God, are you kidding?
Bacon with seasoning, battered, breaded, deep fried, served with ranch and or honey mustard
We're
sauce.
We're taking him there
yeah.
for that reason.
Sounds so disgusting.
How the hell do you deep fry bacon?
How do you not deep fry bacon?
I'm surprised that it's not like...
That sounds like a joke. That sounds like I'd make a shirt that would say like, deep fried bacon, haha, irony. And like everyone would be like, I get it. Because you'd never do that.
Right.
It's or impossible. You went to the Texas State Fair.
Right. Right. It's like, or they injected the bacon with like cheese and butter on the inside.
They should make tombstones that say like that, you know, killed by another member killed by deep fried bacon. Enjoy.
Deep fried.
Or chicken fried.
Chicken fried, chicken deep fried bacon.
That's fucking awesome. I never go to the fair for
I haven't been to the fair in years. So for the only year I went
once.
I went once to go see HDTV because it was there.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, oh fuck, I gotta go see that.
We used to go for the car show every year. But then we kind of like got the cars we wanted and didn't care that much anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like the Apple used to go store. To sit in a Mini.
Right.
We went 3 years in a row so she could see the new Minis. And then she got one. And it's like, why?
Well,
and we went to see
it.
The Hummers back when those were awesome, but they're not.
Well, yeah. And it's like you go to the Mac store. You go to the Mac store to check out what you want. But once you get what you need, you're like,
yeah,
I just need some cables. Like, you guys have
and
this
I would
one
not
thing?
Go there for that.
No, yeah. Okay.
Man,
so
I want some bacon now.
Next on the list. Fried banana split. banana and honey, banana and honey peanut butter rolled in balls, battered.
It's cornball.
Yeah, this is a cornballing.
Soy loco por los banana cornballs.
Battered, deep fried, topped with powdered sugar, caramel, and chocolate syrup. Peanuts, whipped cream, banana, flavored ice cream bits, and cherry.
So that's sold by an old cowboy with like a long white mustache, and he's like got his brim down, and you walk up, and you're like, yeah, I want one of your deep fried banana sundaes. We call it the Widowmaker. Yeah, just how much is it?
How much is it?
No charge if you live. Like, okay.
All right, next on the list.
Is it good?
Deep fried jelly beans.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, now we're just getting like
that's just comical. That's just
crazy. Jelly beans rolled in funnel cake batter and fried.
Why?
Because
funnel cake batter?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. next on the list, deep fried s'mores. Marshmallow and chocolate chip sandwiches between two graham crackers, dipped in batter, fried, and dusted in powdered sugar.
Can't we just do this?
Sounds like Snickers.
Can't we do this at your house?
Yeah, we probably could.
Rick's made deep fried Snicker bars.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good.
How does the chocolate not melt?
It does.
Yeah, it absolutely melts.
It's just you have to.
We just looked at his fryer and like, good luck with that. We'll see you
tomorrow. Oh, here's a bowl. Here's a spoon. Go at it.
Out of the fryer.
Yeah.
Well, he just brought up the basket thing and served it.
Yeah, we had to scrape it.
Gross.
It's terrible.
Off the basket. Okay.
I bet if you freeze them first, it doesn't do that.
If you have liquid nitrogen.
Because he froze his. He put it in the freezer for a day.
And it fucking just...
You probably have to flash freeze it.
Torch the motherfucker.
Probably.
Because they fry ice cream balls somehow.
With fucking liquid nitrogen.
Yeah, I think so.
That's what it is.
So you have to have science available.
Yeah,
I'm going to
do fried Coke. I'm going to get a can of Coke and not open it.
And
batter it and fry it.
Yeah.
Be like, here, it's gross.
Well, didn't like a can of Coke explode in your freezer? You left it in there?
It can totally happen. It gets cold enough in there.
I had a bottle explode. I was trying to get you know, those big ass 1 liter IBC root beers?
Yeah.
They come in like a big 40, basically. I put it in the freezer so that it would get cold faster. And went back the next day, and my entire freezer was frozen foam with shards of glass.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yep.
And you have to de-thaw the entire thing and then, like, scrape it all out. There's glass everywhere.
That's healthy.
The last three, really quick. Fire and ice, pineapple ring, battered and deep fried, topped with banana-flavored whipped cream, and been frozen in liquid nitrogen so it smokes.
Okay.
Fried chocolate truffles. Dark chocolate truffles rolled in cocoa powder, battered, deep fried, dusted in cinnamon, sugar, and cocoa powder.
That's everything terrible. About that sounds
the
great.
Last one is
fried batter.
Fried hand. No. It's you just put your hand in batter and then you put it in the fryer.
Fried baby hand.
Yeah.
Where do you get these from? I cannot say.
I don't know.
It's fake. It's all gelatin. Fake.
Russia, not very good place. I come to United States.
Yeah, it's all I have is a dream and truckload of baby hands. What am I going to do?
It's terrible. What are you doing with baby hands?
The
that's
dream.
Awful.
And the baby hands.
And the last one is chocolate-covered strawberry waffle balls.
Strawberries. These are not foods that you would find like in the same like location. Like you have to go out and you're like...
A strawberry would like disintegrate in the fryer.
Strawberries in
trail mix and mangoes fried with whipped cream and sausage.
It's strawberries and chocolate in a chocolate shell dipped in waffle batter, deep fried, covered with powdered sugar, served on a stick. Last year's winner was fried cookie dough. So anyway,
that's generic.
That is our big. That's what I.
That's your plans for the next 3 months.
Well, that's what Texas is most well known
when
for.
When is it happening? It's in the next few weeks?
It starts in like 2 weeks.
Dude, there's not a whole lot of reason to go. It's
no,
really
there's
expensive.
Not.
It is.
And it smells like horse shit.
Yeah, it smells terrible. Well, it's mostly the livestock. Dude, okay.
Well, it's a livestock show. It is a state fair of Texas. Yeah.
You know what the best part of the entire fair is, honestly, is the animal petting area? Because there's just like... people taunting ostriches and shit.
I've never
and
seen
just
that.
Getting attacked. No, just
I've never seen
go in.
The...
They give you a little cup of food, and it's all like dog food, and you're supposed to, you know, feed them, and just watch as people like throw handfuls of food at ostriches and then get their arms bitten. It's hilarious.
Hey, animal,
most animals don't like to be mistreated. And so people are like, most animals? There's like 10-year-olds that are like, a goat, smack, smack. Give me some stuff, goat, smack.
Kick in the face. That's how you get that.
So, yeah, I saw a kid or a guy, somebody get bit by an ostrich, and it ain't pretty. Their heads kind of bounce around, and
I'd love to see that video.
No, it's an ostrich.
Well,
no, like a cobra.
Damn it.
Less
like
snake
a cobra, like
and
a
more giant flightless
like
bird.
A cobra riding the back of an ostrich.
There's like llamas and shit there, and alpacas, and
they have alpacas at that one farm that we always drive
it's
through. Because
the meat's so good, it's going to replace beef in the next 100 years.
They're very awkward looking creatures.
Yeah, I saw one. I thought one had like the Michael J's because there's a. There's an alpaca farm right on the way to work, and everybody passes it because it's literally like 2 blocks away.
And I love Plano, Texas, because yeah. There is like a fucking
random
yeah,
shit like that.
Like, there'll be like a cow ranch on an intersection with like a Bank of America and a McDonald's.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's the part of Texas that the stereotype is true.
Well, our the bank that I used to work in, the owner actually owned the farm or the lot next to us, and he just put a bunch of longhorns in there just to so he could get the tax deduction or whatever it is. Oh. So like right next
that's
to the bank,
do that.
There were longhorns just kind of wandering
well,
around.
Well, I live across the street from the main headquarters for EDS.
Yeah.
On the right, far side, area. On the far side, if you come down Legacy, there's fucking cattle out there.
That's yeah. That's where the bank was, yeah. Little bank.
And you got to figure that land is worth a fuck ton, too.
Oh,
because
yeah.
There's
yeah,
it is. So much money in that neighborhood. And for there to be just a bit gigantic. Like, okay, you know how Tinseltown keeps, like, slowly encroaching into the field of, like, corn next to it?
Yeah.
Like, every couple of years, they build another row of parking into that corn field. That's, like, prime real estate. Anyway, this makes no sense to people that don't live right.
No.
But, so, go eat fried hands and enjoy them.
Go to the State Fair of Jerks.
It's the biggest load of shit, dude.
What actually is... That's actually for a livestock show? That's what that's
for? It is
for?
A livestock show.
Oh.
Well, no, there is a livestock show, but
well, no,
there's
that's
also...
The, that's the that is the origin
sure,
of the State Fair.
Sure, now it's a small part of it. I mean, now it's the go eat shitty food while people try and sell you Fords. Like, you know, Chevy will sponsor half of it, and so
yeah,
everywhere you turn, there's like a well, Chevy.
Actually, the big thing now is Texas plays Oklahoma.
Oh, my God.
And
oh, the Texas OU game. That's when I got rear-ended because there was that major traffic thing for the Texas OU game.
Yeah.
This I was coming down from Denton to Plano. They all totally just rear-ended me.
I'm here for the because
she had to get for the football. I gotta get there so fast.
Yeah,
I had to work there one time
at State Fair.
Yeah. Of all the jobs I've had, I was nice. Working at one of the satellite places, and I show up, and they're like, "Hey, we got a booth at the State Fair. I need you to go work it today." And I was like, "You are fucking kidding me." "Nope, go." And it's Texas OU Day, so it's going to be big.
Oh, God.
And I was like, what's
that's
that
awful.
Even mean?
That's cruel.
I've never even heard of that. So I go down there. We worked in like Carrollton, so it took an hour and a half to get
Jesus.
There in traffic. Parked a million miles away, finally found the booth. And basically, we stood there not selling satellites while hundreds and thousands of people came pouring in, talking shit to each other.
Oh yeah,
yeah, it's like, terrible.
It's an absolute
so
clusterfuck.
Fucking pointless. Like this guy, like a guy would come in with his like 10-year-old son, and they're painted in orange, and they're like, they'd see somebody in red or maroon or whatever color OU is, and go, "Hey boy, do what I showed you." And like the little 10-year-old would like give him the horns, and stick his tongue out or something. And
nice.
He's like, "Yeah, boy, yeah, that's how you win my love." And then, like, I'm like, "Yeah, you showed that other guy for liking that other team."
I fucking hated living in Dallas during
feels
Texas
like
OU
a dick
weekend.
Now.
Oh, it's terrible.
Well, because I used to live on near Greenville, which is like a pretty main area down there. So, yeah, the goddamn, that was such a clusterfuck. I hated that weekend because, like, I'm so close to the area where, like, people will just decide to park in our apartment complex and then just walk over to the bars or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, like, I was out working on some stuff on my balcony. I was doing some painting, and I had to go outside. And I look out there, and there's, like, a dude, like, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon just pissing, like, right there.
In your bushes.
Yeah. And he's just,
There's, like, a dog next to him taking a shit, and he's taking a shit right now. Like,
yeah, pretty much.
What's up, dog? You got a paper?
that, and like fucking Cloverfield's like holding onto his shoulder.
It'll be okay, bro.
It'll be.
And he's like, wait, are you here for Texas or OU? And the guy's like, OU. He's like, fuck you, bro. Texas. Nothing says Texas like a small sports rivalry that makes people angry at each other.
Yeah, I don't know. This is what separates
us.
Well,
let's go into This Week in Internet. Let's get this shit on the road. Then we'll do your questions, and then we'll leave.
It'll all be over.
Hey, you know what we can do?
Oh, are we done?
We can play the Josh song in the post show.
Oh, yeah,
that's
we can
what
do
we
that.
Were doing.
Well, yeah, because people got to pay to hear that shit early.
Yeah.
Got to pay.
We'll talk more about that at the midway point. But first news. So, you know how they have those websites that are like Best of Craigslist and all that? That's where you find people that like insist on finding like a 5'2" white male to ass fuck while playing Nintendo or whatever.
That's the best part of Craigslist. It's the best of Craigslist.
So there was an article on CNET.com that's the thing you love. That's you get the most use out of Craigslist. Yeah,
it's just when you say it all together, it sounds pretty funny. That's the best part of Craigslist that I like about Craigslist is the best of list of Craigslist
of people who need to hook up and fuck while playing Game Boy. On CNET.com, they ran an article that, okay, so, you know, everyone's in Denver for the Democratic National Convention right now. And there's normally 400 posts in the casual encounters on Denver Craigslist. And since all the Democrats showed up, there's about 800.
Oh, wow.
So it's
that's
double.
Awesome.
So everyone's looking to hook up.
Go to Democrats.
Yeah, I like the chart. It's like,
God, yeah. Imagine if it was the Republican National Convention.
Lord.
It'd be twice
boy.
As twisted.
Ew.
Anyway, so that's pretty funny. I like that. I like that, like, you know, senators are settling in and being like, okay, I got my hotel room. I need to post an ad for some bondage. Get a quick asphyxiation.
Do it on Craigslist.
It's like, yeah, it's like, just arrived in Denver. Bondage needed. Please provide your own bondage. Yeah, only brought for one.
And they all say, like, you know, white man, 6'2". Like, they all have the same description. I wear a suit. I drive a town car. And I'm at the Hyatt Regency Hotel. Yeah.
ask for Sweet Johnson at the front desk.
Gross.
It'll be an envelope and a key.
I hate you.
They could probably get the wrong room and nobody would be disappointed.
Yeah.
Like, oh, are you the hooker I called for?
I was looking for something a little bit meatier.
Whatever.
But you'll do.
She's like, is this room 6'10"? No, it's 3'10". Anyway, come on in. I placed an ad too, so.
Get busy.
So, next thing. I wish Josh was here for this. I might even save it for him, but I'm not. Josh has Comcast Internet. Access.
No, we have Time Warner.
That's Comcast.
Here. No. Well, it's...
They got bought out.
Time Warner bought all the Comcast subscribers, but aren't they just leasing the lines?
No.
Oh, damn it. Then this doesn't affect him.
No,
fuck.
But this is funny because...
Well, they've limited their download to 250 gigs, which doesn't sound like that bad of a deal because, hey, who downloads 250 gigs?
Josh
probably does twice
done.
That on a month. I mean... He downloads HD rips of every show, like even shows he doesn't watch.
I don't even really know where he gets that shit.
I do.
It's all
through Comcast subscribers.
Magic.
No, Josh is a part of a secret alliance of online traders.
Right, one of those.
It's very closed. I was in it very briefly, and then I actually got kicked out because they closed their doors to anyone that hadn't been a member for a certain amount of time.
What the fuck?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
He's been on it for like 6 years.
Gotcha.
And I was on it for like a year ago. And they're like, wait, no. Anyone that hasn't been here since like day two, you're all out. Because they're scared of the FBI.
I remember you mentioned that.
This place was a treasure trove of awesome. Like,
well, how did they get away with doing that, though?
Because there's only 200 people in it. And they don't let anyone join.
Oh.
So of those 200 people, and you know, maybe it's 200, maybe it's 1,000. It's a small number.
That'll be a Lifetime movie of the week.
There's five...
When they finally crack it.
Well, there's like 5 or 10 people that find the best possible versions of every show and upload them with absolute 100% regularity. And so if you go to the House thread, every episode of House is there in HD.
Still legal, though.
Completely.
Okay. Just checking.
But like, you can't even spy on them because you can't join. You can't be like, hey guys, I'm a noob from the FBI. What's going on here?
Where can I get
balls?
Where can I get shows?
And internet.
Anyone?
Who's got that internet show with all that great stuff everyone's talking
about?
Hey,
did anybody read Google this week?
Oh, Google. Who's been reading those Laughing Loud Cats?
As like, yeah, as
pew pew.
As like, there's two guys in a van outside listening right. with headphones.
No, no.
Get him to say,
Laugh Out Loud Cats.
We need somebody to say the word torrent. Yeah. Get him to say torrent.
So what do you call this stuff that we're doing here that we all enjoy so much? And you're like, I just got banned. What do I do? It's like, you're fucked. Abort.
They just blow up his house. The FBI is like, they just fold up their little chair inside the van, drive off, and it's like,
oh, well, next time. Next time, internet. Next time. So,
Michael Bay.
Michael Bay in torrenting the internet. So, yeah, and even if you're not in super secret torrenting clubs, it's not that difficult to find everything. But, you know.
Thank you, Swedish.
Thank you, Swedes. Those guys keep getting in trouble.
The Swedes?
No, the Pirate Bay.
Oh.
And well, yeah, I mean, they're probably more powerful than the Swedish government at this point, I would imagine. They have more money. The Pirate Bay is just a group of dudes. I mean, it's not that many. It's like four main dudes and a gigantic server farm hosting all these torrents. And their ad revenue is in the hundreds of thousands of dollars a day.
Oh, yeah.
A day. And so
from
they're.
What?
It's the most visited. It's one of the most visited websites
in
the world.
Gotcha.
They actually run ads on. They recently ran an ad that was like, hey, we've got Dark Knight, the torrent. Check it out, bitches. They're like just flaunting it. Like, fuck y'all. Fuck everybody.
This week. Batman.
They said like who ripped it and like, you know, it was a good quality. They're like, yeah, we got 720p Dark Knight. Awesome. Check it out. Pirate Bay. Hose. Enjoy. It's free and illegal. So anyway, though, let's skip the thing. And they accidentally released an obituary for Steve Jobs on the AP.
Oh, I heard about that.
Not a whole lot to talk about there.
Carry on.
But okay. So I know we all believe this, but Cher is not going to be Catwoman. Did you hear about that at all?
I heard a little bit about that, but like I looked at my list to verify. I was like,
No.
Let me look at the back.
List?
Of people that I thought maybe could play Catwoman.
Who was on that list?
Wasn't even any. Well, it turns out there was no list because Catwoman better not be in the next or any of the upcoming Batman movies. And then I don't know. Unless they bring back that kid from Mask, and she's like,
I don't know why you think they're like, somehow joined.
Well,
like,
because
forever.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
they just
make herself better, Rocky. Make herself better. I'm trying to, Mama. Oh. I got a giant head.
I haven't seen that movie.
You've never seen Mask?
No.
He's got like a giant pinata head.
Yeah, right. He's got like a pancake
That's
face.
That's fake, right?
When I first saw it, I was about 8 when I first saw it. I thought it was real. I thought they got a guy with like elephantitis gigantism to play a guy with gigantism. And it turns out it's Eric Stoltz. So it wasn't.
Oh.
He's like alternate Michael J. Fox.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy. No, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He was big in the 80s. So...
Oh, funny.
And he was big in Mask.
Mask is a good movie. It's not a bad movie at
if
all.
If you like those types of people.
I do.
Guess. I don't know.
He has like a giant like 4 foot forehead. And it's in the... Is it in the late 60s or early 70s the movie's supposed to take place?
I think it takes place in the 60s.
And his mom, Cher, is a biker whore. And there's like different biker dudes banging her all the time. And,
is that why he's deformed?
Yes, no. He is a genetic defect. So, anywho.
I whenever they show clips of that on TV or something, I confuse it with that one other movie that they always... Is it that really scary one where this torso person kind of
Elephant Man?
No, I don't think so.
A torso.
It's
person?
Like a bunch of. It's like a freak show movie.
Oh, it's like, called. It's called Freaks.
Oh right, I don't know why I confused those. I don't.
One of them's in color, so it should be.
Easy. I haven't watched either.
I
so.
Have black and white TV. I can't help it.
I can't tell. No, I don't know.
And they're, I'm colorblind.
They're both vaguely frightening.
I don't think you're talking. We're talking the same movie, Freaks. The one with the
right. Dude, from like the 30s.
I confuse that with the Cher movie.
But you said like on
TV. Reason.
I was like, has that been on TV recently?
No, they, whenever they show clips, you know, like movies within movies, like they're showing it in background playing or
the
something like that.
Black and white movie from the 30s versus Cher and Mask?
I don't. I've never seen either of them.
I'm going to have to get verification.
They judges, both look kind of scary.
The judges are saying no. It's Pumpkinhead. You're talking about Pumpkinhead.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You're talking about it's Pumpkinhead. Pumpkinhead?
I don't know.
No.
You're talking about Jeepers Creepers. It's oh. I mean, Pumpkinhead.
You know, it'd be funny if, like, Pumpkinhead showed up, like, on a Charlie Brown. Like
the Great Pumpkin?
Yeah, they're waiting for the Great Pumpkin, and then they're like, arise, Great Pumpkin, and then, like, fucking the Pumpkinhead shows up.
No, dude, there was. Okay, I'm not going to have time to find this, but
what's
somebody did, like, a Charlie Brown spoof where Linus. Oh, my God, now I've got to find it.
Get somebody on the chat to find it.
No,
if they know what we're talking
I'm gonna
about.
Have to
they're
find
saying it.
It
was a robot chicken.
No. It's a webcomic. This guy does a webcomic that's like just random. Oh, he's a syndicated cartoonist. He does like one of the really boring comics in the paper, but then on the side he does like a really funny webcomic with all kinds of awesome cursing. And one of them is he's making fun of Peanuts, where like Linus like is constantly like fucking bitching people out because they don't believe about the great pumpkin. It's really funny. I'll have to find it. Okay, play this clip of DMX. DMX, the rapper, the breakfast cereal, gets arrested like every third Wednesday. And here he is in court talking to the judge.
Wait, hang on, let me...
My suggestion to you is...
Hang on, let me...
Go.
Wait, whoa, hang on. Adjust that audio a little bit and pause my music here, and here we go.
You get on that airplane with only one ticket, you go to Arizona and have Arizona withdraw the request that we hold him no bond.
Well, they're not going to do that. That's why I said it's your discretion, Judge.
Well, so, my discretion is to deny your motion to set the bond and to allow you to withdraw the waiver if that's what you want to do.
No, Judge, we're not going to withdraw the waiver if we're not going to be able to get a bond.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, that's nothing.
I just ingratiated you to me. I've never heard the F word before, so it's okay.
That was DMX in his trial. They're talking about like where he's going to, what's going to happen to his future. And he's like, I don't give a fuck what you do. The judge is like, whoa.
Run forth.
That's hardcore.
Mr. Cohen, I just wanted to tell you that you need to tell your client I've heard the F word before. And
sure
he,
you
can
have,
send it, he can send it to me in my direction anytime he wants to come in, if that's what makes
the lawyer
happy,
giggling.
Certainly didn't help.
Yeah, the lawyers, or not the lawyer, the judge actually kind of has a little bit of a smirk like, fuck you, asshole.
Yeah.
I'm the law.
I've heard it before too, Judge.
Dude, that's yeah, cut that shit off. But
and he's like, I am above the law. Like,
they need
the best part.
Rob
is,
Schneider and Stallone should be handling all court cases.
They should. Okay, if you guys are looking at this on the chat, you should watch that video because there's a line of Mexicans behind
like, oh,
DMX.
You just fucked up.
Well, because like this is like, I guess for their what it is, it's like for their arraignment. Like, it's before they actually have, like, this isn't an actual court case. They're all lined up, which I actually have to do here soon. But
for what?
Yeah, jury duty.
Oh, that's ass.
Yeah. But anyway, so there's like a line of Mexicans behind DMX. They're all like standing at the white line waiting for like if they're going to get bond or if they're going to be released on bond or whatever. And there's like the Mexican dude right behind him. It's all like,
come on, bro.
Hurry up, Essie.
Essie. I got tacos.
And she still do, Mang. I don't care if you are a rapper or not. Fuck you, bro.
Yeah.
I guarantee you not a one of those Mexicans is going to tell the judge, I don't give a fuck what you do. He might be thinking it, but he ain't going to say it.
Yeah, I don't think...
Dude, what's with the super sad music that you're playing this time? It's kind of making me mellow. I
well,
don't like
you know
that.
What? It's
get
Josh,
me on edge.
Josh is in here.
Josh is in somewhere in the Arctic North. He's like in Wisconsin or something.
Did cold there already again?
It's always cold there. Yeah. It's cold there in June. I don't know. They have 6 feet of snow in June and 100 in September. It's literally blanketed in a mile of snow and everyone dies. And then new people move there in January and shovel out the bodies. I don't know. This is dumb. They're auctioning off, like on eBay, a bit part or a walk-on role in Spider-Man 4.
Oh, God.
Which doesn't have a script, a director, a Spider-Man, a release date. Like, are they trying to raise capital for the movie doing this? They've got, right now, I think it's at $5,100. Let me see if they have a link. I'm going to go.
$5,100?
For a walk-on. Like, here's your coffee, Mr. Jameson. Yeah.
So
yeah,
they're giving
$5,100 now.
So it's the part that Stan Lee would have played?
Yes. They're auctioning off Stan Lee's part, except that he would have gotten $100,000.
Like, you walk out of Spider-Man's bathroom, well, your shitter's fixed.
Excelsior!
Your shitter was just needed a little
full
bit
of webs.
Of, yeah. Just needed a good coiling down there.
You got spiders in your shithole. That's weird.
Coiling.
You might want to go see a doctor about that.
Like a rooter.
Like a, yeah.
Hey, man.
Rooter?
Have you ever fixed toilets? I don't know.
Have you ever done a rooting on your own?
Yeah.
It's about the worst thing you can do.
Yeah, pretty much.
Why would you do that?
Well, I used to have a 30-year-old house, and something went wrong every day. No less than 5 times did shit explode from some part of the
house. Oh, God, that's
house.
Terrible. That's terrible. I don't want to hear anymore.
So one time...
I changed my mind.
Toilet stops up. And it turns out in that neighborhood, they've got... The pipes are made of clay. I'm like, you are fucking with me. They are made of clay? They're like, yeah, it's the whole neighborhood's clay pipes. I thought, pipes are made of metal or fucking plastic.
Why would it be clay?
Because it was made...
So it can erode in soil?
It was made in the 1840s. I don't know.
Along with your poops?
Yes, they're made of recycled poops. So,
poop clay.
There's guys like with like wheels, like clay wheels, forming shit pipes out of
terrible.
Shit.
Oh, God.
Molds. So,
like a ghost.
Yes. That's exactly like a ghost.
That's how all the sewage pipes in America were built.
So this plumber tells me that the whole neighborhood's got clay pipes and that trees just grow into them and that's it. You're fucked. There's nothing you can do. And if it's the pipes in your yard, it's your problem. The city won't fix any of it. So I'm like, fuck this. I'm going to go get a snake and I'm going to see if I can clear out some of these roots or whatever. And basically a snake is a spring coiled up in a giant metal wheel. And you put a piece of it in the pipe and you just start cranking it. And it can be 100 feet long. And here's the thing.
It doesn't sound
weird. You don't realize this when you get started. But the goal is that whatever's stuck in your toilet, you will then be able to pull out with the snake.
Oh, that is the most awful thing I have ever heard.
But you also don't realize that nothing is cleaning the spring as it comes out.
Oh. So well, what do you do with all of that?
It goes back into its housing. But like basically, you put in nice, clean... metal spring, and you're cranking it, you're like, oh, it's as far as it'll go. Oh, I got some, like, I got a bite. Okay, I'm gonna reel it back.
And it's poop fishing.
Shit covered spring just starts winding back up into that fucking thing.
I
like
hate
little
you.
Alligators.
That,
and it brings the smell
No. He only brings this up because they're, I mean, if that happens in your own home, you have to call it Roto-Rooter, and that's what they do.
They do it with a giant, like, gas powered one, though.
Yeah.
They
bring in their shit attacking snake thing and take care of your poops.
And we actually got some roots out. And then the second time it happened, we walk out into our front yard and it's like, oh man, it stinks. Is that like the dump? It's like wind from the dump or something? I'm like, I don't know. So like the next day we're like, God damn, it stinks. What's going on? And I walk over in the flower bed and the flower bed is completely full of shit water.
Yeah.
So. I'm like, oh, God, our toilet's backed up. Like, oh, fuck me. There was actually toilet paper in our yard.
Oh, that's so terrible.
Because your sewer has to have a place to go. If it doesn't go
out
into
your yard.
Eating
for a month.
This is good. I'm doing you a favor. I'm going to give you something to think about when you don't eat. I'm giving you a visual that you can hone in on.
I can lose the extra 5 pounds that way. Thanks, Joel.
This is a helpful visual for everyone listening.
I knew you were just looking out for me.
I really am. So, so there's shit in our yard and toilet paper and just human shit everywhere. And I call the plumbers and they're like, oh, yeah, your house sits at the bottom of basically two hills and shit flows downhill, to coin a phrase. Because my house was at the lowest. My own one house was the lowest point on the street. And I go, wait, so all this in my yard? Well, that's all your neighbor's shit. And I'm like, so it's not even mine?
Oh, my God. That's the worst thing I've ever
heard. All these old people I don't even know, all their shits are in my yard. And it's my problem. I have to deal with it.
Oh, what did you move? What did you burn the house down?
His giant snake and fucking roots the shit. And the best part is, this guy's standing ankle deep in yard shits, right? Feeding snake into the pipes. And as he brings, it comes out electronically. Like, it's reels out at 100,000 miles an hour. And shit waters are just flying up on this dude. And he's just used to it. He didn't fucking care.
Oh, he's God.
He's like, okay, almost got it. All in his face, all over his clothes.
I'm going to throw up. That's so
yeah,
gross.
But you know, while that's happening, like, inside of his mind, privately and secretly, he's like, God, I wish I had gotten that GED.
Actually, probably not.
Why am I still doing
plumbers
this?
Make about $150 an hour.
As shit waters, just shooting him in the face.
It's a trade-off, man.
Well, it's some people who work in those sanitation places, they say they get used to it after a while. They don't even smell it.
Well, the people that smell you smell it.
Yeah, right. I'm sure.
I know,
that,
but they
I'm
don't.
Sure.
I mean, they themselves don't care.
I'm sure their wife every night's like, God damn, you smell like shit.
No, their wife is here's the papers, sign them. Yeah. I'm taking the kids. You smell like shits.
You smell like shit. And our shitter's broken.
Yeah.
And you haven't
You're
done.
You're fixing the shitters for the whole city. Fix ours. Oh, did we just lose it?
It looks like it's stalling.
Disconnected. Let's see if it's the whole internet or just you, Stray. Whole internet. All right, we're going to pause briefly. We'll come back.
We were such in a nice, shitty flow.
You're going to have to either...
Oh, it looks like we're back. That was a pretty long internet disruption. What do you think about it?
Oh, are we back?
I think so. Didn't you just say I'm back?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, internet is
back. Yeah, internet is back.
That's what I'm talking about, dude.
I didn't know if you meant you're recording again.
No. We lost like 3 people. People, fuck this. I'm out of here.
That was probably us. No.
I can't stand it. Oh, well, no. Nope. Oh, we lost another one. We're down to 18. So anyway, I think we were talking about the shit volcanoes in my yard.
Yes, let's not talk
Did
about that
Did you see
anymore.
That freaking chopper explode?
More like freaking turd fountain erupt.
Yeah. I could go on and on about shit stories, but...
I'll do that,
hey,
though.
Hey, so my old house...
That's not what this podcast is for.
I really hope people... That's exactly what it's for. I hope the people that bought my old house don't listen to this. But the one time, we bought the house from a guy that was like a do-it-yourselfer that didn't know how to do anything at all himself. So one time I'm in the shower, and it starts sounding weird as like the water is flowing or whatever, and I open the drain, and it's like arrested development. The water is draining into the foundation. The drain pipe has disconnected and moved over about 3 inches.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah. So it turns out
quite impressive.
The guy had, I guess, had that problem and had gotten like a rubber hose coupler and like reconnected them himself. But I couldn't do that anymore because it moved too far. So before we moved, I got a pipe and stuck it down in that and pushed it over as far as I possibly could and then hammered the pipe down to where it was level. And like the tension on that is probably ripped the shower out of the bathroom by now. I wouldn't be surprised at all.
It's terrible.
So, anywho, just a couple more internets, and then we're going to move on to the mail sack. Let's see. You can be in Spider-Man. We did that. Oh, we got chips now. It's on. The Muppet Show is getting a new movie. Like, not The Muppets, but The Muppet Show.
Why?
I don't know. They're going to do a new movie.
Odd.
And if it goes well, it might go back to series. People like the Muppets, but honestly,
so did I. But
without Henson, I.
Why would you do anything without Henson?
They've done post Henson. Well, I mean, I agree. You know, granted, they still do Sesame Street, and it's gone just as strong and gotten more popular than ever. But the Muppet Show, I don't have any interest in seeing that anymore. With most of the original cast is actually still alive and well, but
are they going to be in it? The rest of the old cast. Interesting.
What's Yoda's name? Frank
Oz.
Frank Oz is still affiliated. He does Piggy and Grover, and
Grover,
a few other people, and this guy named Jerry Goldsmith is still there. He does Gonzo, and I mean, everyone's still around except for, you know, they've got a replacement for Kermit, and I don't think he's that good. His name's Steve Whitmire. He's a good puppeteer, but I don't think he sounds anything like Jim Henson.
So. Who's Gonzo exactly?
A weirdo.
Oh, he's an alien, right? He had to do his own movie.
I'm going
to
pretend that didn't happen.
Oh.
No, only because it was on Sesame Street and all that shit.
That was like a retcon.
They Christians back then.
And he was married to a chicken or something, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I think her name was Penelope? Anyway.
Odd.
That was one of the biggest influences on me as a kid was the Muppet Show. I actually thought I was going to be like a puppeteer as a job by now when I was 10, I guess. That's like the goal I was shooting for was professional puppeteer. And I was realistic. I knew I wouldn't get hired by the Muppets.
There's other off-Broadway kind of productions.
Yes. I guess I was foreshadowing to Avenue Q. I don't know.
So. I don't know. Muppet movies kind of freak me out.
The first two are great.
All of them freak me out.
The Muppet movie and the Muppets Take Manhattan are awesome.
I think I've ever seen...
They still freak me out because you see them walking and doing things that they shouldn't be doing.
It's awesome.
And it creeps me out. I'm like, no. Like, that's...
Stop it.
Why? No, they're supposed to just be behind a wall. Like,
you don't have anatomy.
Yeah, like, stop exactly. They show them, like, walking, you know, and they're like...
Floppy.
Like, hey, everybody, I'm here.
It's awesome.
Like, let's get a sandwich.
Yeah.
And then, like, when he eats the sandwich, he's like...
Nom, nom.
But then... But then
falls out of his mouth.
But then when they show, like, the movie... They're like, hey, and they're like walking around.
Walking
and
on the
stuff.
Streets.
And then you're
floppy,
like, no.
The
like,
thing I love about the Muppets Take Manhattan is that everyone takes them seriously. No one even questions why there's like anthropomorphic frogs walking around.
Yeah.
Next internet is... let's see. Oh! Ha! Internet Explorer 8, okay? IE 7, like, still doesn't even work, and they're already working on IE 8, I guess, is going to have a mode that Microsoft is calling, quote-unquote, in private. It's porn mode. It's porn mode.
Suckers.
You turn on in private, and it doesn't cache anything, it doesn't keep your history, it doesn't do anything.
Man, that's danger.
Which, Firefox has had that since day one.
Yeah.
You just got to change the settings, but this is like, nope. I'm going to enable porn mode so I can look at some porn. So when my girlfriend gets home, she won't know.
I'm just curious if that gets rerouted to all the guys at Microsoft. They're like, man, I wonder what that is some fucked up shit people are looking at.
Specifically emails all of your porn history to like three guys at Microsoft.
Yeah, and they're like, wow, did not know about that sign, bookmark. Or like they click it on Stumble Upon as I like it. They're like,
yeah,
yes.
Have you ever had any experiences with finding people's cash or vice versa?
Like going, hey, I'm going to borrow your computer real quick, check something, and you're like...
something you didn't expect?
Not really?
Yeah, but I won't mention the people or
place
or any of that.
Can you do it without any names or places and say what you found?
Not really. Like, no.
What, have you? You want to tell stories?
Oh, yeah.
here we go.
At my, one
Everybody
of my jobs...
Sit back.
Early on. And I worked at a landscaping company, and I may have told this story already on the podcast.
Okay, I got one though, but yeah, go ahead.
I'll do it quick. So we had one computer to share for QuickBooks. I was an accountant, and I'm not qualified to be an accountant. It's their fault for hiring me. But we had one copy of QuickBooks. We backed it up to a floppy drive, and the only floppy drive was on the owner's laptop. He would leave at 10 a.m. and come back at 6 when I left every day. And I'm like, he'd say he was there to like do the books or whatever. So I had to back up QuickBooks every day to his laptop. So I pop the floppy out of my computer. I go over to his and pop it in. And then it brought up Internet Explorer. This is pre-Firefox. This was like 1999, maybe 2000.
Oh, no.
And everything in his history, and it was caching his search history, too, was like black chicks, white dicks, ebony goddesses.
Are you serious?
Interracial, ebony, hardcore, white dicks, black pussies. Like just every possible configuration. And then the sites that he actually went to were like NubianGoddessPlanet.org and like InterracialAwesomeSexAwesome.com and like and so
what the hell is that?
I was like, yeah, I know way too much about this guy now. Like, he can only get off to interracial porns. That's great. So I have to look him in the face every day knowing that.
You're like, morning, sir.
Yeah. This is so it all came to a head, so to speak. I left one day at 6. Got in my car, drove down the block, and he just walked in and realized, I had this like knockoff creative iPod before iPods even existed. I was like, oh shit, I forgot my Nomad jukebox. And I go back to get it.
Oh, don't go back.
I've got a key. I open the door, and I hear like, shuffle, 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 smash, bang. And I look through, like, the place used to be a restaurant. So it's a big open window where they would have like served people or whatever. I look through that window and he's scooted up under his desk like as tight as he can to where just his like chest is sticking out from above his desk. And he's like, oh, hey! Hey, what are you... so nothing, I'm leaving. I'm done. Enjoy your ebony goddesses.
Why don't you go back to your home on Whore Island?
Oh, God.
Yeah, mine's not that good, so I'm just going to come out on. Now, the difference was is when I worked at the print shop, we had graphic designers, and I was the customer service rep, but I was capable of doing the design work. I just never did it. And then when they finally fired, like, number 6 of the graphic designers, they're like, why don't you go ahead and do that? I was like, all right, that's fine. So I was doing the graphic design one, and then we hired customer service people. Turns out it's much harder to find customer service reps to replace me than it was to hire graphic designers. And so anyway, like with the graphic designer, like I was sitting in the back, I designed stuff. You send it to this server, which is called the Fiery. That's the name of it. It's a Canon thing.
Okay.
And it caches all that, and then it shoots it out to the Canon printers. So like, it's basically the highest res image you can get. It's super badass, but it caches all that in there, and it has all the little jobs in it. So I left at 5, and the customer service rep, this chick we hired, she closed up the place at 6. So I came in the next morning, and the one thing I do every morning is I go there, and I'm like, oh, I got to start up this job. There's like
jack off to interracial porn?
Well, there's a queue of stuff like in this little window, and it shows me everything that's been printed. And usually it just has like my 6 jobs. And then I'm like, oh, I click on it and I hit like resume, and it'll start kicking out like more prints. And I look at it and there's just a fuck ton of like, my queue is huge. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, God damn it. So I'm already about to get on the phone with Canon to be like, yeah, I don't know. I went home and my shit's all jacked. Like, I have like 60 images in my fucking queue. And then he's like, well, what are they? And I was like, I don't know. How do I get a thumbnail view? And he's like, oh, you can't. You have to just rip them to the printer. I was like, all right. So I clicked like all 50 of them, just hit print. And then I walked up to the front. I'm just kind of like standing up there. I'm drinking my soda. And this is like at 9 in the morning or whatever. It's like, oh, God. Oh, what is that?
Cancel, cancel, cancel.
And it was like tons of chick-on-chick porn. Awesome. And it turns out that the chick that we hired was like a lesbo. And she's like using that to
to print out super high res porn
to take home
because you didn't have internet at home or?
Yeah, I guess so, but she would print out there not knowing that it maintained a history.
Wow. And the prints probably cost like, you know, $10 each or something.
The prints cost us nothing.
Sure, but there was, but, you know, worth in materials.
Oh yeah, there's like, it's like, yeah, she's printing out a whole like, you know,
that's so hot I would never tell anybody. Cover her tracks every morning.
A magazine.
Keep on letting her
essentially
do it.
Like a magazine of jugs.
I'd enable her every morning.
Well, no, but see, here's the thing, though. Like, all that equipment is rented by Canon, so they have their reps come out and they check to see, like, You know, they check the meters to see, like, okay, you printed, like, you fucking kicked out 20,000 prints this month, yep. You know, and they mark it up, and that all goes in your customer service. So, like, and all that shit's logged. So it's like every night I leave.
They're like, wait, what's all these prints? I've been Xeroxing my junk.
Yeah.
Every
like,
night.
Every night I log out, you know, I'm logging out, and I'm like, okay, we had 100 prints for the day. You know, it's like, where are these 60 prints going? Like, I'm somehow losing 60 prints here. And then I realize, like, oh. And then I realize, like, oh, we're up to 120, so that means we're double printing. So, like,
awesome. It's yeah, like, one for her and one for a friend.
It's like a flip book now.
Yeah, it's essentially, she was making her own copy of, like, Jugs, the magazine,
she's
or
making
whatever.
A comic. And she's drawing text bubbles.
Right.
This is awesome. I enjoy this behavior.
Good Lord.
LOL.
LOL lesbian. LO lesbians.
Yeah.
La lesbians.
La lesbians.
La lesbians.
My wrist is stuck. LOL.
Ow.
Wow.
How'd you get that watermelon in there, lols? So, wow, she wins. Whatever happened? Did she get fired or anything?
Yeah, we fired her, but not for that. It's just because she sucks.
You encouraged that behavior.
No, that was the start of the end, because, like, there were a lot of other things that were wrong, and I had to bring that up because I was responsible for those logs. So, like, you know, at the end of the week, we're like, okay, so where did all these, like, 400 prints go? And I was like, yeah, about that?
Did I ever tell you about the Iranian company that I worked for in 2001? That I probably have, but the construction company was run by these Iranian dudes. And my job was technically administrative assistant, random office busy work, filing, typing, whatever. And I was like, yeah, I can't do all this on a typewriter. I didn't think that was part of the job. I can't even type on a typewriter. I need a computer. So they actually bought me a pretty nice computer at the time. It was like this little HP combo kit or whatever. And they told me to share it with this dude named Bill. Bill was one of their, like, construction supervisors. I was like, okay. And so then one day, the guy that owns the place, his name was Ravi, he comes in and goes, Dude, this computer that you have at your desk, put it in my office. And I was like, what? You play on the computer too much. And I was like, I do my job on the computer. I see you, don't lie. You play too much. And I was like, well, I'm trying to figure out what the fuck he's talking about. I was like, I normally have AIM open, and I guess he doesn't know that that's not that big a deal. Put it in my office. I will use it. I will make good use of this. I was like, okay, but you realize I can't do my job without a computer. Put it in my office, Joe. I was like, all right, dude. So I hooked the whole fucking thing up in his office. The next day, a company shows up to install a desk for it in his office. Like, he just goes all out on this computer. It's going to be his new project or whatever, I guess. And then every day after that, he's like, Joel, come in here. Get this on the internet for me. I need AOL. I don't know how to make it. And I'm like, yeah, fucker. This is my job now. Let's get you online. And so one day, but I'm maybe 2-3 weeks after that little transition, he pulls me into his office. Joel, I know what you have been doing on my computer. And I was like, I haven't touched your computer since you took it out of my cube. Don't you lie to me. I know what you have been doing. You are looking up pornographies. And I was like, I absolutely am not. I've
been plotting terrorist-like attacks, but
I'm like, what the
no
fuck are you talking about? He goes, look at this. And he had opened AOL and, like, clicked the down box on the browsers. And the fucking dude that was sharing the computer with me was going there. I guess he didn't have internet at home. Was going there after hours and doing, online dating. But, like, nastier online dating than, like, Match.com. This is, like, pre-Match.com. He was doing, like, hookups on, like, Hotmail groups or some shit like that, you know?
Cockring hookups?
Yeah. He was, and so the cache was full of all these, like, dirty slut glamour shots, but no naked. I mean, it was just like, hi, I'm a whore, and I want to hook up. And I go, yeah, I just ratted the dude out. I'm like, yeah, Bill does this, not me. So I talked to him, and I just kind of left. I was like, you pick fucker. I was only there for about a month. It was fucking ridiculous.
You Blackbeard's have, delight.
There's pornographies. I expected him to be like, tell me how to get my own. I like,
how do I get
hairy women?
Those are, like, the people you occasionally run into that are like, oh, does that machine have Google?
And oh, did like, that come with the porn?
I'm so just fucking...
I heard the internet's got the MySpace and the porn. Does this have that?
Is that on this machine?
Or is it on the more expensive one? No, it's on the more expensive one.
Oh. Okay, how much more is that one?
1,000 more. Buy that one. And this printer. This printer prints the mice porn Google. But this Justin, a friend of mine, went to a... This is a long time ago, like in high school. Went to a Circuit City or like a Best Buy one time. And this was like early in technology or whatever. This is like 98, maybe 97. And hard drives were like, you know, 256 megs. And they went up... Him and our friend Rob go up to the sales clerk and go, hey, we want to buy this hard drive. He's like, oh, great. I can help you with that. How much does it hold? And he's like, well, it's, you know, it's 512 megs. It's going to hold a lot. He goes, no. How do I put this? How much porn does it hold? And the guy's like kind of, well, I guess it depends on if it's photos or videos. And he goes, photos of fat girls.
That would make a difference. Yes. That's great.
Like, let me clarify. That's good. Are those files bigger? Because it's fat girls.
Yes, those are huge.
And the guy can't be like, fuck off, asshole. So he's like, well, photos are typically about a meg, so it's going to hold a lot. It's going to hold a lot.
They should have a calculator that calculates how much porn to hard drive space.
The pornculator?
Yeah. The pornculator?
I've got 250 gigs. It's like, okay, you can fit either 65 HD movies or 150,000 fat girl pictures or...
That would be a very useful item.
Oh, man.
They have that at a Terminator Tax.
Get to work, guys. We also have the pornculator to determine your porn refund.
If you order now and you bring in your W2s...
Your double-a-twos. We will run your computer on the pornculator, and we will also give you porn. So, let's see. Man, these chips are good. Did you hear about Christian Rock Guitar Hero?
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Guitar Praise, Solid Rock.
Oh, God.
That's so fucking awesome.
I'm waiting for the Wii game where you guys should get to put Christ up on the cross and use the Wii mote to like...
Tink, 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 pink, pink, pink.
And then you have to hold like your the nunchuck and the stick and you're like...
You could do that with a DS too, huh?
Tap, tap, tap. You could blow on it, I guess.
And his hair would blow?
Yeah. Or like you have to keep the cross from falling, so you blow it in one direction and it's like...
No. So your final blow is like the Spear of Destiny.
Yeah.
With the Wiimote. So it's $100. Comes with a guitar. It runs on Mac or PC. And let me go to the pre-order page. I'm going to go ahead and pre-order this.
You know, I haven't gone to a Christian...
I will laugh at you if you buy that by accident.
No, I don't have any money. whoa, they've got Dance Praise 2 Remix. They have like DDR for Jesus.
How is that different from regular DDR?
What? It's got Jesus on it. What would Jesus dance?
Jesus is just all right with me. Bow, wow, wow, wow,
wow, wow.
I wonder if that's going to be like the main, like the hardest song on there.
No, it's like modern Christian band. It doesn't have a song list. What the fuck?
Because Christians don't have songs.
No, or they it's do. Like They've the entire. Like death metal.
It's hymns. Like Creed.
Oh, here we go. Hit song. See list below. Blah, 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 blah. Jesus approved. Oh my God. There's like a million songs. 12 Stones. Bride. Day of Fire with the song Reap and Sow. Jesus Freak by DC fucking Talk. I remember that. You got your Flyleaf. You've got your Cutlass. Hearts of the Innocent. Like Cutlass Supreme. Man.
This just got me back on the mindset of Christian. There used to be a bunch of Christian websites that would rank video games.
Oh, yeah. And movies, too.
Movies. Yeah. I've seen the one for movies.
What was that called?
Oh, oh shit. I used to go there a lot because it was funny.
It had a weird name.
It did.
Shit. I can't remember.
And it would be like, this movie gets 3 crucifixions out of 5 right. Because the daughter talks back to the mom, which goes against this verse of the Bible where it says to honor your father and mother. So that's obviously a sin. And it would list each and every like sin in
Christian
the movie.
Monitor. That's
Christian Monitor.
Yeah, I'm trying to find
or Christian Science,
Science Monitor. I think.
But the site I'm thinking of had a specific name. It was called like Holy Tomatoes or something like that.
Oh, sweet, we're all here. Holy Tomatoes. Yeah, all right. Sweet. Brothers in Arms, Road to Hill 30.
And now you know you made it.
They gave us a 16 out of 20 for gameplay.
But is that a rank of evilness or of awesomeness?
I don't know.
That's goodness, I think. 16 Stability. Out of 20.
Oh, here's the violence. Oh, and here's the language. Violence.
Joel 4. Says point, fuck a lot in this game.
violence. 4.5 out of 10. Violence in World War II game. Of course there's... God, this is poorly written. Of course there is the given kill or be killed theme consideration to the World War II first-person shooter, but it is neither gratuitous nor tasteless. There's nothing good in there about Christ.
Is that a problem, though?
Oh, this is great. Okay, so let me just read the little topics that they have. So they have one for gameplay, one for graphics, one for sound.
Sure.
Stability, control and interface, violence, language, sexual content, the occult or / supernatural, and culture, morale, and ethics.
It's sexual when they all start jerking each other off in the foxholes.
Yeah.
Does that happen?
Sexual content. The game thankfully doesn't include any crude jokes or references to warrant a lower score.
Which game?
Oh, we got a 10 out of 10. This is Road to Hill 30.
That's horse shit.
The brothers are...
Crude references?
That's what it says.
I mean, that's all we recorded.
Yeah.
Crude references.
The brothers are concerned about saving themselves and each other. Da, 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 blah, blah, blah. Thank
you. We did not play this game. We read the box.
Big props to Gearbox.
Hey.
Jesus approves.
Let's see what they... Oh, that's the only one they
thanks, Christians.
So that's... You heard it
you
first.
Don't want their money.
Christians love Gearbox games.
I don't think you're
thank you, Jesus Christ.
I don't think you're doing good with that, though. That's like getting McCain's endorsement.
Yeah, I guess
that's he true. Was a POW, though. Oh,
he did get a chick. He got Tina Fey.
He got Tina Fey. He got the V pilf.
Yeah.
That's what everyone's been calling her.
Oh, that's the
and she's
kind
like,
of funny.
Dude, I think he messed up. I think he messed up pretty bad with that.
With picking her?
He had a pretty good chance. I mean, not that I
doesn't
was...
Doesn't she have like 2 years experience
she
or something
like a year
in
and
that
a half
seat?
Yeah.
Experience, and before that, she was
not
a model.
So.
Yeah, she was second runner-up to Miss Alaska.
Oh, really?
The highly coveted hot spot of Alaska.
Yeah. Mrs. Frigid Alaska.
They're like, woo, spring break. Where you guys going? Alaska.
I'm going to go hunt some narwhals. And go,
dude, we're going to get so drunk and ride seals.
And club them and then make out with them. That's called Girls Gone Alaska
and,
Wild.
And not show our boobies because it's fucking cold
yeah,
out.
Yeah, fall off.
Jesus.
So,
that's odd.
One of the readers says, I bet her nipples are always hard.
Oh.
Eli, your sound. What are you doing?
I was looking up Christian stuff.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. The Christians got me again.
Just, I think he fucked up, man, because he had a pretty good chance of still winning over like the entire like the religious right and all the conservatives in America, which is like anywhere from 49% to 51% of the people out there.
He needed his own minority.
Yeah, and he picked
the vagina
someone
minority,
who's going to scare off his own constituency. McCain was never going to win over undecided liberal youth. I mean, there's no fucking chance. So he should have stuck with his strengths and picked an old white guy. Plus, most people are bringing up the fact that McCain is old as shit. It's highly likely that he will not live through his term, not because something's going to happen, because he's just an old man.
Old is he?
He's in his 70s.
Yeah.
Average not lifespan is like 76 or something.
Where he is right now.
Yes. So... he has put someone with like little to no experience in the second position to likely be the president if something happens to him.
I didn't even think of it that way.
I think he's going to scare the fuck out of the people that would normally vote for him.
That's funny. Oh, that's a good one. I like that.
Yeah, Obama picked a white guy to like make white people feel better. But McCain picked a woman because he's like, hey, you got some of you guys liked Hillary, right? Here's a lady. She has a lady. She has lady business. She has
lady
nudie.
Parts.
Yeah, I heard she's got one of those Virginias, so
at least one boob.
Yeah, I've seen my wife's only, so I don't know if everyone has them.
Well, his wife, McCain's wife, is like like a supermodel-ish. She's like politics.
She's younger. No. She's like 20 years younger than him or yeah. something crazy supermodel. Like that. No, she's actually still
she's like
hot.
Politics hot. Like she's not.
She's the, she's the F-Lilf? The F-L-I-F? First Lydia?
Sure.
Yet, hopefully.
Yeah, let's hope not. Anyway, next topic. Let's okay. move on. Let's keep it,
keep moving. Keep it going. Keep it rolling. Keep it rolling. Let's go. Always record.
I can't.
I just want to read this quote, and then we're almost done with this part. Remember how we were talking about McConaughey last time? All right.
I hate that guy.
All right.
He's so greasy all the time.
Check out this quote from his mom, and you'll understand what's wrong with him. Matthew McConaughey's mom wrote a book called I Amaze Myself. It's a memoir. And contains her account of her husband dying during sex. That's how he died. McConaughey's dad died boning this lady. Here's what she says. On Monday mornings, he and I often said goodbye by making love, which we all do. Kay says exclusively in the latest issue of Us Weekly. But one day, all of a sudden, it just happened. I knew that something was wrong because I didn't hear anything from him, just nothing. She says, but it was just the best way to go. And when her man couldn't be revived, she made us sure he was taken from the house in the buff. I was just so proud to show off my big old Jim McConaughey and his gift.
My God.
So as they wheel out boner corpse from her house, she's like calling the neighbors over, be like, check it out. I fucked him to death.
That's how you take down a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Right.
Did she? Wow. Is that like...
Fucked his brains out right over here.
That's like life imitating art as far as like Clerks. Is that what happens in the end?
Yeah. She snowballed him right before he died.
God damn, that's
the
awful.
The old man in the restroom, yeah. Forgot about that.
Yeah. She probably jumped on top of him and got one last ride. Like, hang on, EMTs, can you hold his arms down?
Wait, has rigor mortis set in? Sweet.
Fuck yeah.
Let's do this.
Hang on, I want to ride in the ambulance, too. I'm going
to... No. Can you go down that dirt road over there?
Can you just cut off his dick and give me that?
Oh,
and then take the rest? Please.
That's right,
ladies. Killed him with my vagina. Fucked his balls off. He's dead.
That is kind of funny.
Deal with that, bitches. She's like having tea with all her stupid bitch friends later, and she's like, So what'd you do this weekend? Oh, me? Oh, let's see. I did a little shopping. Took the grandkids to get some ice cream. Fucked my husband to death, and he's dead.
What the fuck?
Top that, whores. Like, what'd you do? Fucked him so hard he died. Oh my God, we gotta try that. I get all his money.
You're a real hooker.
And his boner. Deal with that, cougars. Last thing, and this is just a happy note that I want people to know about and go pick it up. Is they're releasing the 10th anniversary Big Lebowski DVD in a bowling ball.
Yeah.
Comes in a bowling ball. You have to open like the sphere, and there's a DVD inside it.
Can you use the bowling ball after that?
No.
Oh, well, that's
lame. You can put like notches.
This is like
it.
Their second.
It should come with
special
a white
edition
Russian.
Collection. I have the other special edition collection.
Well,
it's a long box, and it comes with pictures that Jeff Bridges actually took, which they're actually good. Like they're actually pretty cool that he took while he was on the set. He's like a pretty decent photographer.
You're gonna need to buy this though.
Yeah, I'm probably going to buy this one.
Put a white Russian in one half and...
It came with a... Well, you know what's funny? The other version came with a the towel for cleaning the bowling ball. And now this one's the bowling ball.
It's a match
set. Yeah.
That's pretty great.
So...
You need to, like, pose with the Jesus lick, like, pose. Licking the bowling ball. Do the fuck with the Jesus. So, halfway point of the show. Anyone got a pee or anything?
I just thought about... No, that story you just told about... Matthew McConaughey's mom. That reminds me of a Stephen King book called Gerald's Game. That's kind of the premise, where she's it's even worse actually because they're what is it called? She's handcuffed to the bed, and he dies on top of her, and the key is not within her reach.
Oh, so there's just like a corpse on her.
Right. So the most of the book is about her. I can't remember how it ends.
How much book can you get out of that?
It was horrifying. I don't think I finished it.
Chapter
I read
two,
like a chapter.
It still sucks.
I read a chapter, I'm like, I'm done. I'm done with
chapter
this.
Three. This is the worst day ever. Get this corpse boner off me.
It was pretty awful, actually.
And McConaughey's mom is reading that book going, oh, that's about accurate. This is hot. This is hot shit. Boner corpse. It's like a zombie
fetish.
She
was actually the research right? for that book.
She was the consultant.
That reminds me of this past week. During work, I had to go... Well, whenever I go for a smoke break, I have to go downstairs into, like, the dungeon basement.
The smoker's dungeon, yeah.
Yeah, they won't... Like, Plano's, like, you can't even smoke in the parking lot or anything.
You have to get
like that.
Under an automobile.
We're, like... Yeah, pretty much. We're, like, in the basement, and we have to be, like, 15 feet from the door or whatever. So they have a nice little bench there for
us. You have to put a bag on your head.
Yeah, they have... They have a nice little, like a picnic bench there in the parking garage. And that's where everybody goes to smoke, and the ashtrays are there, and yada, yada, yada. So this past week, we go down there, and there's like a trashy romance novel, like, down there. Like, somebody left it there. And I want to say I know who it was, because there's on the sixth floor, there's, like, a lot of... business professionals and so on and so on. But there was like just one of those trashy novels just laying there, and it was there on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
It was there on Tuesday. It was there on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Y'all and just left it?
We just left it. And like every time we'd go down there, like you'd see somebody standing, like somebody went to go smoke by themselves. They're kind of standing there just kind of thumbing through it, you know, and then they're like, oh, hey, what's up?
That's actually what's
kind of throw it on
mine.
The floor. they throw it on the thing. And then so like we were down there smoking today. And someone's like, this fucking book's been here all week. And I was like, you know...
Are you reading it to each other now, chapter
yeah,
by chapter?
Yeah, I was like, there's two...
Every one of them looks at each other and goes, so how do you think it's going to end?
Yeah. No, I was like, there's two stories here. One, someone is learning how to read downstairs, like in the basement, like with a trashy romance novel. Or two, B, the lady was actually reading that and... Like, because usually the UPS and the FedEx come in through the basement because the freight elevator's right there.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, this was probably, she was probably at the chapter where she's reading about how a man shows up on a horse. And then the FedEx guy shows up in a horse, and then he's like not wearing a shirt. And he's like, yeah, truck's down and it's really hot outside, so I didn't wear my shirt.
And then, like, his long, flowing golden
hair.
Yeah,
and he's like, you know where the freight elevator is?
He's a short Mexican guy with long, flowing golden hair.
He's like these pecs are killing me. And then, like, as she's reading the book, it actually says page by page, like, and then the FedEx guy
showed
up. Oh, it's
a never-ending story.
Yeah, and then, you know, and I was like, and that's probably what happened. She probably just dropped the book and, like, you know.
Rode away on horseback.
Lived in the book.
Yeah.
Rode away on a luck dragon.
Right. And a FedEx horse
luck dragon
that is...
The UPS luck dragon.
You know, I don't know if I've mentioned it before on the podcast, but I finished high school. I had all my credits my junior year, and they wouldn't let me graduate, just on principle alone, I guess. So I ended up going to my mom worked for a church. I ended up getting my diploma from the Christian school that our church owned. I basically had to show up once a week, do all their tests, and then leave, because it was all I had to do was English, and I had read all the books, and so I just didn't even go to the school. I just showed up to the test and left, and like in 6 months I got my diploma. It was ridiculous, and I shouldn't have done it. Anyway, one of the books we had to read, though, the only book I had to read that I had not read, for what they considered to be AP English 4, was a Christian romance novel.
I don't even understand all of those words together.
No, it's like it's. Yeah, I don't know. It's like I said, like, Jackhammer Cupcake. Like, it doesn't
make
any
sense.
What
was the name of the book?
I remember...
I'm gonna go look it up.
I remember the name of the character. I'll see if I can find the name of the book. But it was... I'm like, wait. Like, nobody was laughing. And I was like, wait, what's going on? Like, why isn't anybody laughing? Like,
Is anybody else reading the comic novel? The comedy novel?
Yeah, like...
Anybody?
Is
it just me?
When she said it's a Christian romance novel, I'm like, what? why is no one laughing? Like, what the fuck?
It's like, so, no, seriously. What's why?
So, in this Christian romance novel,
so there weren't any heaving bosoms.
There were. Whereas in a romance novel, bosoms heave and stabs are turgid every like third page or whatever. This had one sex scene, and it actually featured the man tweaking the nipple of his bride, like through her clothes or something. And that, and then it was like, then they made passionate love.
That was the end of the chapter, and they made passionate love.
No one, she was a whore, and she kept leaving him. They took a Bible story and changed it to be in like the 1890s or something. He was like a Little House on the Prairie guy, and God tells this dude, go get the dirtiest whore you can find in the city. I'm serious. In the whorehouse. Bring her to your cabin and make her your wife. He basically kidnaps her, marries her while she is passed out. And she wakes up and he's like, you're my wife. You're going to cook me dinner. What God wants you to do. And then we're going to consummate this marriage. And they have like married.
So actually, I pushed the wrong one. Actually, hang on.
Oh, okay.
So she was hypnotized, just like in found footage.
So, I just couldn't take it seriously. I found it, Redeeming Love on Amazon.com. That's Redeeming Love by Francine Rivers on Amazon.com.
Why don't you go back to your home on Whore Island?
She did. She kept going back to her home on Whore Island, and he kept going and kidnapping her and making her his wife.
Like, I'm a whore. What are you doing?
Yeah. My nipples
She's like,
are
no, 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 no.
I don't want to be a Christian whore. Yeah. I'm a whore
and
whore.
She loves God at the end.
Redeeming what?
I don't want to be a Christian whore. I want to be a whore whore. That might be the name of this podcast.
A whore whore. Like the can. The whore whore.
Yeah.
The poor whores.
Except, yeah. Now with more whores.
They do it different.
Twice as much Jesus and half as many whores. That's what the sticker on the romance. They have like a gold leaf sticker that says romance novels minus all the sex plus tons of Jesus. And like, it's like Buddy Christ with a thumbs up.
God damn, that sounds like a
more Jesus than you can deal with.
Have sex twice the shame.
Oh, it's a retelling of a Bible story.
Yeah.
That sounds hundred.
That's like awesome. They should have picked like David and Goliath. They're in love.
That's like a romance novel. That's like retelling a Bible story in a NASCAR movie.
I'm going to go ahead and say that exists.
Yeah, actually,
I bet that they're Christian NASCAR novels.
Jesus wants me to turn left. I'm going to turn left. Jesus wants me to drive fast.
Did you ever see that Onion? The Onion thing where they were talking about NASCAR?
Yeah, we did this on like 2 podcasts ago.
No, it wasn't 2 podcasts ago. But yeah, yes.
Somebody on the chat says slingshot equals love swing from David to Goliath.
Well, I was thinking he'd be like,
struck him down with the slingshot
of my love.
It was a massive slingshot.
Dude, he could like crawl inside Goliath's ass, walk around.
Oh. And then Moses is like, let my people go.
Yeah, they have like a Moses and Pharaoh love novel. But it's set on the planet.
I've made a huge mistake.
Oh, no. So, halfway point of the show. This is the point where I say, go visit hijinxandsue.com/donations. If you want to help keep
come back when you can afford to make a purchase.
Hijinx and Sue alive. The podcast, the game, the oatmeal, the internet.
Action figure.
If we can get the monthly subscription donations up enough, I might not have to find a job and scale back Hijinx and Sue. Otherwise, check out hijinxandsuestore.com. Pick up a shirt, a print of any comic signed by me, or I'll design a custom avatar for you. I need to post those. I've done a handful of them. I need to get those up there so you can see what they look like. They're pretty cool. And otherwise, if you want to make a one-time donation, you're more than welcome to. hijinxandsue.com/donations. What else is going on? That's it. I'm going to move on to the mail sack.
Because of the interest, it'll be worth billions of dollars.
Yeah, we don't have any theme music, so we'll just play this.
Man, oh man, I might put that on a constant loop. Put like a breakbeat behind that and loop it 1,000 times, and I'm going to listen to that for the rest of my life. As far as the mail sack questions go, we talked about maybe just handpicking some of the best ones, or possibly not doing all of them.
Let's see how it goes. Whatever.
A few of these are definitely duplicates.
So for those drinking along at home, yeah, we'll go ahead and yeah, name them and well, say
they already finished their drink because the internet died.
Oh yeah,
but yeah, some of these. I guess what's happening is people are coming in and posting their questions, having not listened to previous podcasts. But for the ones that do listen to all of them, I don't want to duplicate. So we'll let you know if it's a duplicate, and we'll move on. Question number one, Johnny Ace. I know we talk a lot about superpowers and superheroes, but if you could have one sidekick helping you fight crime, which one and why? I'm assuming he means established superhero sidekicks.
No, I'm going to go ahead and just make up my own.
Let's span it out to all people ever, real or fictional. It can be an S-Kilf, a sidekick I'd like to fuck.
Give me Gimli.
Gimli?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
That's not a bad...
Because I'm like,
you can throw him at people.
I'm like, hold my beer. And I'm just going to like put it on his head.
And you shall have my beer!
And then I'm going to be like, God damn, the steak. It's too, I'm going to save half of it. Gimli!
And my axe! Whack!
Cuts the steak right in half.
That would be, and it's not Gimli. It's John Rhys Davies dressed as Gimli.
This big dude, he's actually pretty tall.
Yeah, yeah, considering that in the long shots, Gimli was like 4.5 feet tall, John Rhys Davies is a large dude.
He's a pretty big dude, yeah.
Which means he actually wasn't in any scenes with anybody.
Yeah.
He was just comped in for most of the movie, which is really bizarre. It looked fantastic. But that's not bad.
Are we good with
snacks
him?
In his beard for you?
Ew, why?
And you shall have my chips out of my beard!
It's like a goddamn vending machine.
Yeah. You give him $5 every once in a while. He spits out candy and soda.
But beard harvesting.
I would imagine, man, he probably smells like fucking crotch. that guy just looks like he's always dirty.
They
like,
never bathe. Dwarves never bathe. It's established
they,
in D&D
universe. Yeah, they also
universe.
Never take off the, 60 pounds of leather that they're right. wearing.
Well, then I guess...
Also, their women are bearded.
I guess I've already made my choice, so I can't go back on it. So I'm like... God damn, dude. Like, seriously,
Eli,
man.
This is my sister. Do you want to make love to her?
I'm like, dude, here, fucking Irish Spring, bro. Irish Spring.
You shall have my sister.
Just fucking take the stick of Irish Spring. Go use your fucking
dude,
little thing.
You know
thing
they've got, like, braided vagina beards.
Oh, man. His shits are... He's... Man, you don't talk about somebody who's got, like,
no.
some Roto-Rooter problems?
Oh, yeah, he didn't wipe.
Oh, stop
yeah.
that.
No, he probably wiped, but
I bet
I'm saying...
I bet they don't take their pants off. They just let it flow.
No, I don't.
It's like it can't be in there forever.
No, I don't think that's the case. Oh, but yeah, you guys need to think more along the lines of like, what was there was that? There was Mouse from Matrix. You know, that guy's annoying though. I wouldn't want him around.
What?
He's useful.
What a worthless sidekick! I'd
not
chop that guy's head off
dude,
with John Rhys
Davies'
like,
axe. That's like having a little Josh around.
That's like
because
saying...
he's like super hacker.
Oh, hey.
So you're like, hey, I need a Battlestar Galactica season 4.
My sidekick, Josh.
Oh, he will not like that.
Whatever, he's not here. Be here. Yeah, he would do my torrenting. He would
dude, that's why maybe you could just use that mouse guy.
He'd have sex with men for me.
On command.
He'd do that already?
I'm just trying to figure out how it actually work. I don't know. I'm just saying that's probably what's going to happen. He could chauffeur me around in his giant SUV.
You could pick somebody out of a book you read or something.
Those things these
you have
books.
You have a much larger.
Okay, wait. I changed mine. Christian nope. Whore. Christian Whore from the book I read is my sidekick.
Is your sidekick?
I'm like, make me some Johnny Cakes, bitch. Fire up the wood-burning stove, hooker.
I don't have to take this.
I'm gonna, have some cornbread, whore.
I'm going like, back to the whore.
Jesus wants you here.
I'm going to call you up and ring, ring, ring. Hey, Gimli and I were wondering if we could come over. You think you can make some of those kick-ass sandwiches again?
Whore, make 4 sandwiches. 2 for me and 1 for Eli and Gimli.
I'm a Fred's little busy over. At the moment.
And then we're going to have marital sex in the missionary position. Take off your gingham dress.
What?
And your bloomers. I'm going to get me some under God's eyes.
Sidekick.
If you don't pick one, Eli's going to pick for you.
I want a lolcat with me at all times.
Like with
that's
text?
All I want, yes. Floating text. Do it.
Which one? Like the one that fixes your computer?
It doesn't really matter. Any or all of them. That would
so like an invisible
one, a different
bike.
One for...
An invisible bike one that can float.
Yes. She can use it at
they
any...
just kind of
any,
pass by.
Yeah, at any given
different
time.
Different one for every day or every mood. ever?
Well, at any given moment, so you can just kind of like it. Just you just kind of like,
disappears.
You can just like hold your hand and like in Star Wars, one shows up like right there, like the fucking Emperor.
He's riding a bike, an invisible bike, just on top of my hand.
It's like in the it's in episodes 1 to 3. All of them.
That is truly
where
what I want.
It's all like static-y.
He's like a specter. He's like your familiar. Like he reflects your mood and reflects like the situation.
That is absolutely what I want.
You know, R2 would not be a bad sidekick.
Oh,
you'd have to understand his language, but he could totally hack the shit out of stuff.
True. He's got firewire.
That's Josh.
But the problem is
dude, I'm just gonna put Josh in Kenny Baker's R2 suit.
Yeah, the problem. I guess the problem is
cram him in there.
R2's just too slow. Like you're trying to get in the house, and if you don't have like if you don't have like handicap.
Dude, that's true. R2's completely defeated by stairs. I mean, sure they say he can fly in that fucking bullshit movie, but no, he can't fly.
Yeah, you have your house has to be handicapped.
The giant
proof.
Trash can.
Yeah, they has to have ramps and all kinds of like shit. Because if not, then he's totally.
Yeah,
fucked.
He's a midget and he can't get upstairs.
It's fucking useless.
That's the worst sidekick ever.
Shitty sidekick. But I mean, he could hack the shit out of stuff.
You guys are such ass.
He's just like a giant torrent box.
He's an MP3 player.
You get near him and like it starts downloading shit.
You're like
sweet
R2. Download the new Nine Inch Nails and then play it throughout the house. And then Chewbacca's like, and you're like, oh, and Chewbacca wants the Chewbacca wants the second Toadies album from the early 2000s.
The good stuff.
I see Chewbacca more as a jazz listener.
He's like,
he's real mellow.
He's like hanging out
jazz going like. He's like
wearing like the little
likes it.
Wearing like the little like pinched cap, you know, the scarf and like, you know.
That means he digs it. He's ruining the concert for everybody else. He's like 8.5 feet tall, standing up. Like I want to tell him to sit down, but he's a giant monster.
He's like, thank you, thank you.
Could the giant Sasquatch just let everyone else enjoy the show? Rips his arms off. Then he realizes what he's done, and he goes into a rage and just kills everybody in the place. Throws the piano at someone.
Oh, man.
Oh, I want that instead, I think.
Yeah. You want jazz-friendly, enraged Chewbacca as your sidekick.
That's almost as good as a lolcat. That's great.
Oh my god. Okay, next question. Oh, hang on. Geek food? Geek confectionery fun? Let me look this up.
Wait, did you pick a sidekick?
Yeah, Josh. And Christian whore.
And or Christian.
Yeah. It's the same person.
I'll probably get on some of that Chewbacca action too. Why not?
It's actually exactly the same.
Oh, this is a bad link from Melkor. I can't look at it. Bad link.
What do you mean?
He gave me a bad link. I don't know. I can't look at it.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Bail.
Oh, well. Wait, he's in the room. Hang on. Hang on. Hang on. Fix it. Glad.
I have a picture of a bacon cup if we're having technical difficulties.
What?
Bacon cup.
This How is
make a bacon cup.
How'd you get it? I click on it, nothing happens.
How? Wait a minute.
Let's
back
cup.
Up a little bit. How to make a bacon cup?
Let me. Right,
give me the link. Somebody.
You get a cup
there.
And fill it with bacon.
No. You actually make a cup out of bacon. It's on the chat now.
Wow. But why'd they put a salad in it? Why didn't they put like a Coke in it or something?
So more bacon,
a bowl
you mean?
Of cereal.
So wait a minute. Is this a link to www.joshjeffcoat.com? Yeah.
Josh's favorite things about life in general.
Things made of bacon.
Wow, bacon bowl. It looks kind of like bacon titties towards the bottom.
Kind of looks like
that's okay
awesome
too.
X bacon at the middle section.
X-Men bacon.
Awesome X.
That's pretty awesome. I will now deep fry that and you got yourself a stew. Moving on. That was from Melkor. Lard Boy says, oh my god, I watched this whole thing and I regret it. Check out this Orangina which is not like an orange vagina. It's a juice
I hope
ad
not.
From the UK. Looks like furries were going mainstream. It is a like a 4-minute commercial of all these like fucking deers and bears and shit making out and strip teasing. Like there's like a deer with giant titties that like does a pole dance in the woods and.
Where is this link?
It's in the questions, the third one down from Lard Boy. There's a bear with a banana hammock, and like, it's fucking crazy. And then at the end, it's like juice. It's like 3 minutes of like bears doing fucking strip teases and fucking grinding each other and dry humping. And it's like, oh yeah, and drink juice.
Is it a German commercial?
It's UK.
Oh, Christ. Weird. I'm watching it now, and it's
fucking terrifying.
It's already kind of bothersome. Yeah, what the fuck? There's octopus stripper lady.
Yeah, there's a lady with an octopus face that's like taken off, and then a panda gets her bra ripped off at the end, and there's like panda titties. It's fucking bizarre. That makes me want to never drink juice again. Any juice, any of it. Orange juice, anything. I'm over it. That's turned me off of juice for the rest of my life.
Whoa, does that bear have a huge boner?
Yes!
That bear does have a huge boner.
Number one.
You know, I have to say, though, the CG on this is not bad, actually.
Why can't Josh be here when you say that bear has a huge boner?
Wait, let me get that nice and clear for an edit.
No. No, you've got
3,
it.
3, 2, and 1.
Next question.
That bear has a huge boner.
So, he also says, Lord Boy points out, this is very interesting. Riff Tracks is now allowing you to submit your own riff tracks. And if they like them, they will sell them and you'll get part of the money.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that fucked up?
Odd.
The problem is, as often as we do this naturally, we do this all the fucking time. But to get it right and to have it be entertaining for other people that are paying money for it, you really would have to script it like they do. And they watch the movie dozens and dozens of times and to get everything down. So,
wow, I feel sorry for whoever's got to fucking thumb through all that shit. I mean, there's going to be a lot of garbage. Like, dude. You and I, we're totally funny. Let's do this. Yeah. And they're going to do every fucking
And they're watching
movie.
Indiana Jones. They're like, oh, look out. It's a boulder. Get down. Crap.
Yeah. Turd. They're just those guys Babies. That they talk the whole time during the whole movie. They actually...
Is that a flamingo?
Oh, I guess you weren't...
Oh, I'm just watching...
She's
the...
watching
the animal porn. Yeah.
No, actually, it kind of reminds me of... I guess you didn't go. It was Rick and I when we went to AllCon.
Or what?
All the furries?
We went for...
Oh,
that
failed riff tracks
yeah,
that you guys
we,
told me
they
about?
Were like,
I'm glad I didn't go.
Yeah, they were like, hey, we're doing the riff tracks. And I misread it wrong. Because like, I just
you
read
thought it was actually the riff tracks.
Yeah, I really thought it was. And then when we came back, like at 10 o'clock in the evening, I saw the sign. It says a riff tracks like blah, blah, blah by these like 3 comedians. And they had this huge fucking massive script. And they literally just talked over all of Roadhouse. And Rick and I were kind of sitting in the back just looking at each other like, no, fuck this, man. And the only the redeeming part of that was when we got to see a little bit of the burlesque show.
Wait, let's submit a riff tracks with Chewbacca and Gimli and R2.
So and Josh.
It's like, so it's like Schindler's List. And every once in a while it's like but for the whole, like, 3 hours.
Yeah.
It just never lets up.
Oh, man. I just have a feeling that that's what those guys have.
And then Josh is in the background going, you said it. All right.
You said it, R2.
All right, all right.
All right. That's interesting, but...
I bet they're going to
I feel sorry for
that.
Somebody. Yeah, I really feel...
I hope they have
that's like That's like Gearbox saying, like, hey,
submit
everybody...
Submit your video game!
Oh, God, don't ever say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, submit your video game, and we'll totally make it.
Oh, don't say that out loud. No. Ever again. Please.
No, I'm just saying that would be like us...
That's okay. Allison would have to deal
that's
with it.
That's fucking ritual suicide right there.
Yeah.
You know. So, Frack Truck says... I don't know if it's been discussed or not. I bet we're not going to say anything about this, because I don't really understand what the... question is, but Wi-Fi being offered on airlines in the near future. Any thoughts?
Not really. I don't know. Fucking Japan and Europe all has that shit for.
I don't fly ever. I mean, I would, but I don't have to. So I don't care.
I
mean, if a guy like whipped it out and started beating off to anthropomorphic deers, fucking bears, I'd juice commercials.
What the hell was that?
I don't travel enough.
You want juice now?
No, absolutely not.
I don't travel enough a year or in any given year to actually make, because my trips are usually an hour or two.
If you can't turn off the internet for 2 hours, then
you get some serious problems.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it would be nice if you had nothing else to do. I can't read on a plane. I get seasick if I look at anything except for nothing. So
I can read or draw or music. No. Or I'll bring my laptop and just fucking watch a DVD or something.
Yeah, that's just, I don't know.
Next
question. Mutant Enemy says, for Denise.
For me?
Yeah.
That's.
I was curious if you drink the juice of the deer and bear lovemaking.
No, I don't want to.
I was curious if you were aware that they're making a series of The Song of Ice and Fire on HBO.
Yes, I am.
What are your thoughts? I'm sure you are. Also, I actually got to meet George R.R. Martin.
Oh, shut up.
At a convention that was held at my school. Here's a picture. He's a really cool guy.
I'm totally jealous. That's cool.
So they're making a... Wow, that looks a sea captain.
Hey, I have that shirt. That Captain America shirt.
This guy's like an old sea shanty singing guy.
He's awesome. He's really cool.
George Yar Yar Martin. Yar.
That's why there's two of
them.
He runs the...
that's cool.
What's the name of that buffet at the, during, in The Simpsons? The I can't remember. It's one where there's an episode of The Simpsons where the sea guy has a sea buffet, and it's all you can eat, and it's the only one.
And Homer never leaves. Yeah,
yeah, and he brings his pants that have like no waist, they have, like no elastic or nothing. They're like super huge.
Back when it was funny.
Oh yeah.
The best thing Sea Captain ever said was someone said something like, "Are you blind?" And he takes his pipe out and goes, "Yar." They both be glass. Tink, 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 tink. And he taps on both of his eyes. Yar. George R.R. Martin.
No, I'm excited about that. And then last I heard, it's just, I haven't really looked at the updated website for George R.R. Martin yet, but last I heard, they were just in discussions. Nothing has really been kind
HBO
of hammered down
then?
Yet. I thought that was just rumor, but if they're doing it, then hell yeah.
Check
I mean,
Wikipedia
that's,
for Ice and Fire. They might actually say at the bottom, like, recent developments, but
that's, I mean,
the
that's the only
this
way.
Story again? What's the overall theme?
Hard to explain. It's political. It's supposed to be a fantasy series, but it's, fantasy is a little more, downplayed in that it's more about the kind of political. Power struggles of the nation. It's actually really good. Even like if you actually, when I started reading it, I didn't really like fantasy.
Is there like magic and spaceships, or is there?
It's set in kind of medieval times, but like in a fantasy location.
Like Narnia.
Kind of, sort of, not really.
Is
but,
their president Jesus a lion?
No, no lions.
Okay.
Well, no lions. But no, it's really good. And the only way to make anything out of that other than a book would be like an HBO series. There's no way they could even try to make a movie out of that. So I'm all for that. I can't wait.
It's just too epic.
There's even been like, you know, forums and, websites of people's fantasy picks of like who would be that character and who would be what. It's really,
plus
it's
all
it's
Harry
fun.
Potter slash.
No, it's not Harry Potter slash. But we've casted everybody from like, you know, Patrick Stewart to Warwick Davis to Nicole Kidman, all that stuff.
That sounds kind of like that shitty thing she was in, that Golden Compass piece of turd.
I like those books, too. That's an okay
terrible.
Movie.
Well,
I thought. I guess if you read the book,
you
it's better.
Just like
the movie
polar bears.
Was.
There were polar bears. I don't
the
care.
The movie was super disjointed and made no sense, and I couldn't figure out why, so I went and read the whole Wikipedia entry, and they're like, oh yeah.
I thought you were
going to
say the book.
No. They're like, oh yeah, no, they left out 150 plot points from the book, and because it would have been 4 hours long. And I'm like, well, then you shouldn't have made this movie, or you should have changed the story or something, or just not made the movie. Then they're not going to get the sequels. So even though it left off on a cliffhanger, the sequels got shit canned.
There wasn't going to be any way they would get the sequels for that anyway, because in the third book, the very last book, they kill off God, basically.
Well, yeah.
So there was no way that was going to...
But they, the fact that people already knew
spoiler,
that
by the way.
Started all the complaining about that.
Right.
But The one thing you know what? I actually wrote a note when that movie came out, and I never did the comic, but that I was going to do a comic about, you know how everyone in that movie has demons, like their animal soul or whatever?
Which I thought was the coolest idea. I totally wanted to
cool idea. I mean, that's good fantasy storytelling, but I was trying to figure out, like, what if everybody had a demon, like an animal counterpart, like what Josh's would be, and since he's not here, we can talk about him.
Great if it was a little bear.
A pig. Because of the
sow.
Because of the bacon.
Oh, he would just like eat off of it?
Well, it's got it's a pig, but on the side in it's branded the Nine Inch Nails logo.
Nine Inch Nails pig.
That's perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny because Sean and I always talk about this one scene in God damn it, Hitchhiker's Guide books, where you go to the restaurant at the, I think it's the restaurant at the end of the world.
In the universe.
Yeah. Right. And there's the pig that is, he doesn't mind that you eat him. So he walks out and be like, which part do you want today? The hind? Okay, I'll trots back to the kitchen and tells them to take off that piece. And he's totally cool with it. Yeah. So like meat isn't murder because they want you to eat them. So that would be Josh's pig.
Yeah, cool. That's actually, that's Josh's sidekick.
Next question is from Neekman.
The pig.
I'm going to put a moratorium after this. I don't have any problem answering the question, but moratorium for at least two podcasts, no more superhero questions. None. We got like three per episode, and I'm running out of ideas. That's the only reason. Oh, also, Mutant Enemy asked what are our favorite Chappelle show sketches. We talked about that like two podcasts ago, so we're going to skip that.
You always say two podcasts ago.
Was it last week?
No.
Was it 3 weeks ago?
It's like...
Does
this
it bother you?
This is week 27.
Uh-huh.
It was probably like week 6.
No, we talked about Chappelle show not as a question, but we were talking Chappelle show just a few weeks ago.
Okay.
What does it matter? We already did it.
I'm just saying when someone says like, hey, what's your favorite episode? And we're like, we talked about it for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, but see, what are we going to... We're going to say the same... Do you want to answer it? Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead.
No, it's whatever I said 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Favorite Marvel characters, favorite DC characters, more specifically, favorite character from Watchmen. Sorry if this is a crap question.
Watchmen works well as an ensemble. I don't have a favorite character.
And I haven't read it yet.
I keep meaning to
Marvel. I don't know. Probably Captain America before he died.
He's such a pussy.
Like leading up to his death.
I know your reasoning behind it, but I hate Captain America.
No, he's pretty awesome.
You were wrong.
And I don't know. It's hard because Captain America and Iron Man are my favorites, but they're my favorites when they're arguing between the two of them. Because he's like, for the American good. And Iron Man's like, but we got to make some money out of this. How are we going to make some money out of this? Because that's what I do.
That makes him a badass.
That's what does make him a badass.
I am Iron Man.
But he needs a Captain America with him. So that's why I've kind of been like, they killed his super counterpart. Granted, Iron Man is the new Captain America, but whatever.
Didn't they already hire a new guy to be Captain America or something?
Finally pick one?
No.
Oh, you're talking about for the movie?
No, for the books. Isn't there still a title, Captain America, that features a person who is not the dead Captain America?
No, it's just the stories of everything that went on with Captain America.
Well, they're going to replace him eventually. They'll have another character.
Oh, they'll bring him back.
They're killing Batman. Like, supposedly for good. I think that's ridiculous.
I don't know. They're not going
to
do that.
And they keep saying his fate is going to be worse than death. I bet he gets put in Arkham.
I guess. I don't know.
Anyway.
And in DC, Batman, there's like nobody else in the DC universe that
that's true.
You give a shit about.
I'll take this a little bit different angle. My angle is going to be comics I enjoyed reading the most at certain times. When I was in middle school and I discovered comics, all-time favorites were the relaunched X-Men and Amazing Spider-Man. Like, very specifically Amazing. I hated Spectacular. I hated all the other ones. But Amazing Spider-Man, when Todd McFarlane was drawing it, was just fucking mind-blowing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was good.
I was also really into Spawn back then because it made me feel like I was doing something wrong. When I was like in sixth grade reading Spawn. Because there was cursing and people dying horrible, horrible ways. I haven't read Spawn since like seventh grade. I picked one up in a bookstore a little while ago and opened it up, and there was a chick eating the skin off her own fingers. And I was like, okay, cool. Moving on.
Yeah, they've always been kind of shock jockish.
And like, he doesn't even draw that. He has it for years and years.
Yeah.
There's just some dude emulating his style now.
My brother got to meet him.
Didn't he have like a super New York accent? I think I've seen him talk before.
He's a really odd guy. Like, have you seen all the specials about him?
I've like seen a couple about like his toy line taking off and making bajillions of millions
of
dollars.
But he's like into collectibles and he's a real sports buff guy. And
all of his collectibles are either zombies or like sports figures, which makes no sense to me at all.
It's just really, he's got just a weird, like, didn't think those two would be, like, connected.
So I enjoyed those in middle school. The only comics I've read in the last 5 years are the Whedon titles, Buffy and Angel and Astonishing X-Men. Single characters from Marvel is going to be Spider-Man. From DC, I didn't like DC until Superman died, and then I started reading it, and I kind of got the whole universe all at once, so I don't really have a favorite. But one of the books that I really hoped that was going to take off, and in retrospect I realized it was totally shitty, was when Superman turned into like Electricity Superman. Remember that?
Yeah, after his death, or when he came back from death.
He came back, and this was a while after he was already back.
Sure.
And he got electro powers and was Electro Superman for a while.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck yeah, they're like destroying an American icon, and they're like, fuck you guys, we're starting over with something different. And it lasted like 6 months, and they just turned him back.
Yeah, I need to get... I've been really busy at work, but now that I'm getting back to the creative schedule of things again... where I actually get to create art. I always tend to get more creative. And that's when I read most of my comics, was during the height of working on the Brothers in Arms game.
Uh-huh.
So I've like really fallen off the wagon, because I get home and I'm just like, I'm mentally tired. I don't want to do anything. And now it's like I get home and I'm still feeling kind of the creativeness juices running through my fingers. So like, I want to read like comics and stuff. And luckily for me, it timed up, because when, Civil War came out, we were relatively busy at work, and I was really into that series. And I think that's one of the better series that I've read in a long time. That got me back into comics. And then when it ended, it kind of tailed off, and then I had a hard time sticking with it because there was just too much going on, and it seemed like they didn't know where they were going. Like, they were like, oh, that was awesome, and now we are kind of screwed.
Oh, yeah, Eddie brings up something. I don't think he's joking, because I think I read this, that... they're going to unshrink the Bottle City of Kandor in Superman, which means there's going to be like a whole like 100,000 Kryptonians with Superman superpowers.
Oh, wow.
I would almost be interested to see how they handle that, because that's just such a clusterfuck. Like, they shouldn't even do that.
Yeah.
You can't give that many people godlike powers and expect things to go okay.
Well, but the thing is, though, and I feel somewhat bad for the comic book industry, and then I'm thinking about committing like ritual suicide by wanting to open a comic book store. The comic book industry is dying. They're trying to do everything they can to get people to be interested. But what they're trying to do is really the wrong thing. They're like, hey, we're going to come up with this great idea, super over the top, and get people to read. It's like, yeah, but your problem is they're still downloading all that shit online. Like, that's your problem right there.
Well, that, and are you really telling the best story?
Yeah.
The best comics right now are not coming from Marvel or DC, obviously.
No, they're not. There's, like, The Boys is a good one, which is about, like, anti-heroes. Like, they kill superheroes. They're bounty.
There's an independent comics company here, huh? Viper. Is Viper here?
Yeah, Viper Comics. They did, what was it? The Villain, or The Villain, or something like that. And it was about a kid who lived in an apartment complex, and he found out that his super was a evil villain. Yeah. Superhero, so he blackmails him to teach him the ways of like how to be a supervillain.
So pupil,
yeah, pretty much. And he's like, I want you to teach me how to like rob a bank, and because like what he's doing is like he makes like a suit, and he's like, okay, I'm gonna teach you how to like run this suit, you know, because you know it's more like Dark Knight in that they try to keep it in the realistic world as much as possible. So like he's telling him, you know, if you don't show me how to do all this badass shit, then I'm gonna turn you into the feds. You know, because he's wanted for war crimes, or, you know, war crime sort of Nazi things or whatever, however you want to call that. But yeah, all the independent stuff that's just kind of out there is probably the best stuff right now. Marvel and DC is like...
See, what you need to work on is not saving the comics industry, but reinventing it in such a way that it's viable for the future. And whether that means online distribution or a way for independent publishers to have as much power as Marvel or DC, the whole comics industry is so fucking bizarre, and it's changed hardly at all since its inception and since it got really big in the 80s, where, you know, there's a monopoly on who you have to buy them from. You have to buy them from Diamond. There's only one way to do business. There's not multiple avenues for, like, people, you know, for people to have competition and cost and things like that. So it's kind of weird. Like, it's a really closed off industry, and when I was in 6th and 7th, 8th grade, you know, comic, like, good titles were selling in the millions monthly, and now a good title is selling like 10,000-20,000.
Yeah.
It's a drastic reduction.
Well, and, you know, it's easily pointed to the internet. I mean, the internet came online and comics died. Like,
and the way they're embracing it paper is dies. Not right, though. Like, for instance, I would much rather download a CBR file, which is basically a series of JPEGs that I can click back and next in a special reader.
Sure.
And they're, like, trying to put them online where, like, I go into my Marvel account website and I read, like, Flash-enabled comics there. And mm-hmm. Fuck that. No way.
That would probably be something I would do in the comic book shop, is have a bunch of iBooks or iMacs and just have them preloaded, you know, and then be like, you know, because it's accessibility. If I can get customers that, hey, man, I already got a download for you. You come hang out with your friends over here.
Yeah, it's legal.
You know. Well, no, if yeah, it's totally legal.
Yeah.
But if I could, if hopefully in the next X amount of time, these fuckers realize that, like, hey, dude, this is why.
Well, it's still an industry of old men.
The industry is killing you. Like, the internet is killing your industry.
Yeah, it's still an industry of old men, and they're going to be really slow to figure out what to do next.
Yeah.
But their whole industry is based on print. I mean.
And I love, and I'm one of the, call me old school, but I'm not that old. But I love grabbing a comic. I love the hold. I like to be able to hold a print of things.
What are
it's
comics
the same
now?
Thing with me for books, though. Like, I can't do the e-reader things as much more portable they are.
I think that's different because I certainly could not do that. I think that's, I don't know. I just, yeah, I don't see doing that personally. But I much prefer reading comics on my laptop. Number one, the images are 4 times the size. You can really see what's going on with the art. Especially if you have a nice monitor. I mean, there's no trouble whatsoever.
This is the north and the south right here. Like, this is where I draw the line. Or not draw the line, but this is where the line separates for you and I. Because my laptop is not for reading comic. Like, reading comics. Unless it's a webcomic. Like, I don't want to read, you know, Civil War on my Mac. I want to own the actual pages. I want to be able to turn... There's something
the problem with me for
nostalgic
that
about
that. Then you've always got it. Like, when do you get rid of them? I mean, God, dude, your
house
is overflowing with comic books right now.
Yeah, it is. But if at some point I want to hand those off to somebody, then I can. Or, I don't know. I mean, there's something I like being able to just grab a comic and open it.
For me, it's the same thing as how I don't want CDs anymore. I really don't want DVDs.
I
don't want
that.
Photos.
Well, see, this is where there's
that's weird.
There's a little bit of a gap between you and I in that sense, because, like, you and Josh are really into, like, digital movies, this and that, and I have tons of comics and DVDs, like, piling my house.
Yeah.
And call me the guy from I'm the next
generation.
No, I'm the next generation of the high fidelity guy who's going to be like going through and organizing all my comics and organizing all my DVDs based on, like, genre or when I bought them or who I bought them for and who I was supposed to give that to, but I didn't. And that's, like, how all my DVDs are laid out.
There was a story on, maybe it was on Wired or Boing Boing or something, about a week ago, about a guy who was he owned a record store, and every single record that came out from, like, the day he opened his record store to, like, the day he closed, he bought one for himself of every record that he put in his store, and he kept it. So his collection has, like, hundreds of thousands of records in it. I don't remember if it went into the millions. Anyway,
He tried to sell that collection. It was the largest single record collection on the planet. And he wasn't able to sell it. He wasn't able to find a buyer.
He wanted to sell like the entire collection, yeah, not like piece by piece.
No, it took his entire house, and he was like going to sell it to, I don't know, like an audio museum, Library of Congress, something. Somebody that would want every record released from like 1962 to like 1985.
Christ. Yeah, but see, like for me, yeah, I own all these comic books, and yes, my house is overflowing with comic books, but I don't care if I can sell them all or see, like, I have the entire series of the Civil War series, every single issue, and here's the box with every single one of them. Give me money for it. And they're like, I'll give you $10. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't care. Like, I know what I'm getting into by buying something that's depreciated in value. It's like buying a car, unless you're going to buy an exotic car.
Did you ever hear about I think it's the drummer from System of a Down was a big comic fan, and as they started getting rich, he started buying buck tons of comics, all the comics he's always wanted, and then all the new titles he ever cared about. And then after they got really rich, he bought a building to put them in.
Wow.
So he's got like a, you know, 4,000 square foot building that the only purpose of it is to store and catalog his own personal comic collection. And he just goes in there and reads. And
yeah, I would do that if I had. I would keep the comics that I've had. I have not really dumped off comics except to my nephews, actually, because, you know, I'm like, hey, you guys want to learn how to draw? You know, here, a fuck ton of comics. Go through comics. Like,
that's how I learned to draw.
Yeah, and that's why I'm saying, like, here you go, you know. Whereas if you try to do that with a laptop, not as easy.
Well, I also don't draw on paper anymore either.
Well, so there
I
mean, you go.
And, you know, yeah, my daughter is going to be scribbling on paper, but she'll have a tablet as soon as she's old enough to work a computer, which will probably just be a couple of years.
Yeah, but again, I guess I'm just the traditionalist in that I like paper, I like pen. I just like the feeling of being able to hold something.
Oh, I get you.
And I won't be able to lose that.
You know what bothers me with print comics is that comics only come out once a month, and if you're into it and you're going to read straight through it,
well, no, that's not necessarily
it's
true.
Maybe 6 minutes of entertainment.
Sure.
So for me, 6 minutes of entertainment, sometimes not even 12 times a year, especially if Whedon's writing it ain't 12 times a year. It breaks down to such a, for me, ungratifying chunk that I would much rather just download it and read it and be done with it. Because here's what I really would prefer is that if, like, they didn't release comics and then just released the trade at the end of the year.
Yeah, but see, that's where you and I differ, because, like, for you, it's like a chore to have to, like, do all that. For me, it's more an experience.
No, it's not a chore. I just want it. I want it to last longer than 5 or 6 minutes.
Yeah, but what you just described to me is like a chore for you, because you're like, no. Well, I'm going to run the comic book store. I'm going to put in all this effort for like,
oh, well, yeah, no,
6 minutes. Yeah, and for me, that's an experience where I'm like, oh man, I get to go to the comic book store this week. I'm going to take it home. I'm going to bust my ass at work, and then I'm like, oh man, I get a chance to read this when I get home. Like, it's like a mini event for me.
I hear you.
And then I read it, and I'm like, ah, oh, so good. I want more. And then I just put it away and put it in the stack with all the other comics. And, you know, like I said, for you, it's more of a chore. For me, it's more like an experience. And if I don't get to it that evening, I'm like, oh, balls. I guess I'll have to read it tomorrow night.
We've beaten this question to hell. Let's move on. Monkey Bear says, third movie question in as many weeks. What's your favorite overused plot device in movies? That's a good one.
Overused
plot device. I'll tell you what. The trend after Sixth Sense of every movie has to end with a twist. They took something very creative and very original. And now, do you notice that in the trailers now, like I heard one yesterday, I can't remember what movie it was, but it's like, and with a twist at the end, so fucking crazy, it'll blow your mind.
They do that with TV shows now too. Like Law and Order will do that, and they've always done that.
Believe how it ends, because shit'll get different. Right.
What was it? I watched the movie called The Kingdom, which had Arrested Development guy in it.
Oh, like Jason Bateman.
Yeah, Jason Bateman.
Funny?
No. It's like a serious like action movie. It takes place in the Middle East, and
Jennifer Garner
and what's his name? The guy who played Ray.
Right.
Whatever the.
The guy that played Ray, Dan Aykroyd.
No. No, not from Ghostbusters.
Like Ray Romano,
the talented black guy.
Oh, Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, there you go, Jamie Foxx.
The one talented black guy, the one they have. Kanye West.
The guy that's running for president.
Oh, Kanye West.
Yeah. So yeah, I watched that, and in the trailer for that one, they're like, and a twist that will have you shitting your face and pissing your balls.
They're basically saying like, no, we're gonna bring you in so that you watch the whole thing just to find out how we mind fuck you at the end. And I'm like,
yeah,
it's not a real mind fuck if you're waiting for it.
Yeah, I was actually really disappointed when they did that in the James Bond movie. That was like a waste of an extra like 15-20 minutes.
What, Quantum of Solace?
No, the Casino. First one? Casino Royale.
No, I never even watched it in the
theater.
What
was the mind fucking? Oh, where he was like hypnotized or whatever.
No, at the very end, like he wins and kicks everyone's ass, and then it's like, oh, but the chick was like a super double agent.
I don't even remember that.
And
that must have sucked.
It was like shoot the double agent. And then she ends up killing herself, and I was like, God damn it. I was like, this should have been over like 15 minutes ago.
How did they beat his balls for 30 minutes and then he was fine? How would you ever be fine from that?
James Bond.
He's English.
There's like 800 STDs named after him. So yeah.
Yeah. All the STDs have built like an outer like fucking shell to his balls.
Yes. Shelled balls.
You have to get through a herpes.
It's all crustated, you know. It's got like
no, I don't.
It's the first time he smashes his balls, it goes ping.
Yeah. It's
never
like,
want that image ever again.
Like, what do you call that stuff underneath rocks on the shore beaches with it's all hard and crusty?
Barnacles.
Yeah.
Oh, barnacles.
Got cock barnacles.
Yeah, because of all the STDs.
Wow. Okay. What are your least favorite plot devices, panelists? Go for it.
Least favorite?
Overused.
Slow motion, anything just about, it seems like. Slow motion through the rain. I don't know. That can be overdone so easily.
Like unnecessary visual effects.
Yeah. You mean like the Matrix stuff. The Matrix cam sort of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that was cool that first time and then never again.
It's one thing for slow-mo because, like, Wes Anderson uses slow-mo in an awesome way.
Right, that's different.
And then you have, like, the guy turning his gun super slow. You know which one I hate?
Exception is John Woo, though.
Right.
He can do that all he wants
the
entire movie.
These are not plot points, but these are things that happen in movies. I hate the guy, like, pulls out the gun, turns, and then the camera zooms in through the barrel of the gun all the way down to like the
unnecessary like camera trailing.
Right.
And then you see the cocking mechanism. Then you see like the hammer fall and it hits the thing.
It's all CSI right there.
We got a problem though. Effects got way too cheap about 5 years ago. And so they're having to not tell stories anymore.
Yeah.
And just like, wow. It's like Wanted. That is the reason there is a movie called Wanted.
Right. I can't believe I saw that.
Because effects got really cheap. And they can wow you with zazz and then not actually have to tell a good story or do any good acting.
Yeah.
Look at Shawshank Redemption. Shawshank Redemption's like 15 years anniversary this
so
month.
Good.
That's one of the best movies ever made. And
absolutely,
there is not a visual effect in that fucking movie. Not one.
Crawling
unless
through
you
the
count
sewer
the shit pipe,
I guess, yeah.
The shit pipe, maybe.
Yeah. They had to use the Roto-Rooter to find him.
No, they filmed that at my house.
Yeah. Where the shit tunnel was just...
It was a clay pipe, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I wrote them about my story, and they were like, oh my God, we gotta make a movie.
That's fucked up.
Let's throw a prison and Morgan Freeman and a bird in there.
They're like, actually, he was just gonna, like, escape and run through a field, but this is much better.
Way worse.
Crawling through a pipe full of shit?
Yeah, damn. He must really want out. And then they didn't give me any money.
Yeah, the movie is so good. It's one of my favorite ones.
Yeah, I don't... Plot point? I don't know. It all just...
Somebody mentioned on the chat creating a character, making you love them, and then killing them. But done right...
Like that's what?
Like Whedon.
Okay,
like
here's,
everything Whedon ever does.
Here's one that is so overused and getting sick of. It's like the, I'm so smarter than you because this guy is actually the villain, but you really get to like him, and he's on the good side. And at the very end of the movie, it's like... Aha, and
but
he pulls
I'm a dick.
But I'm the guy who actually, you know, whatever. Or they bring in some random guy, and it's
well, that's
like
the twist. That's the same thing as like you weren't expecting this, but you probably were if you watched.
But
it
didn't make
M. Night Shyamalan anything.
If I ever see that guy, I'm gonna punch him in the face. Fuck that guy, man.
I'm gonna do that move where you pull somebody's shirt over the front of their head, like from their back, and
like
then
the hockey
just
then
I'm
move,
gonna work
yeah.
his stomach after that.
Yeah,
work his kidneys.
Fuck that guy. I remember. We used to get up really early and go to work, and then we'd meet up at work, and then we would go watch the early bird movies, and then we go to work. And
that's weird.
Yeah, like because like when people started having kids at work, and they would show up to work like at 7,
oh.
and the early bird would be like at 8 o'clock. We'd meet up, we'd go watch like the 8:15 early bird, and then we'd go to work, and we'd that way we're like, oh man, we're talking about this great movie we saw. We went to go see The Village.
Jesus Christ.
And
what
we
a waste.
Walked out of there like we wanted to fight someone because we're like, fuck this movie,
the
man.
Movie?
Yeah, yeah, we did because you
I
know
mean, the movie itself was bad enough.
There were four
but the twist was fucking retarded.
And the funny thing was is Alex and I totally had called it, and we were like before the movie even started, you know, we were like I'm going to be so pissed off if, like, a FedEx truck or something just pulls up at the end. And it turns out it's just, like, modern
that's
day.
What happens.
And it's exactly what happened. And
then they're like, let's do a montage to show why we did this real quick. And it's like, my sister died. My husband was killed. World is bad. We should go live on a farm. Okay.
And then they show, like, a FedEx truck pass by.
You know what sucks? Is I that was spoiled for me by Robot Chicken before I ever saw it. I saw it on TV one day. And I wondered how much I would have hated it more or less if I hadn't known the end. But I didn't care.
I had actually who spoiled that for me was the soup, Joel McHale, because I had no intentions of ever seeing that movie.
Oh, because how?
And then like years after, he's like, you know, blah blah blah, and the village is in present day, and then he just like smiles
and
at
then
the
then
camera.
The end goes, oh, spoiler alert!
Right.
He always does it afterwards. Oh,
he's
spoiler
such an
alert.
Ass. But like before or after that, I had no desire of seeing that. The premise was just not interesting at all.
I don't care though, because number one, the monster wasn't scary.
It wasn't a monster. Well, do you mean the retarded kid?
No, I mean the fact that they were trying to make you think there was a monster, and
right.
It wasn't scary.
It was right. Just a retarded person with a suit.
There was no fear for any. There was no tension in that movie, except that that Kitty was in it.
Hey, Romano.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's true.
You don't fire crazy.
Yeah.
She was
that's
the
awesome.
Sister. The
awesome.
Was she the blind one?
No,
she was the sister to the blind girl.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, you aww. Don't fire crazy. It's the last time you're going to see these, Michael. Oh, please don't.
What does he say when she does that? Like, why is one pointing the other way or something?
I don't remember. They are lopsided, though.
He's like, you really stop doing
one time
that.
He goes, that's the fifth nipple I've seen today. You're like, where'd you see one nipple?
There was one movie I remember watching. It was for that that redhead. I can't remember the redhead actress from Boogie Nights. That
Heather Graham?
No.
Oh, no,
the older
oh,
lady.
Oh.
Not Clarice.
Oh.
Right, her. She was in this movie, and it was whenever they were doing the trailers for it. Oh, it's going to be a big horror movie. We don't know who's like stealing these children. We were watching it. The whole thing's so boring. We were sitting there watching the DVD.
Jodie Foster.
No, the other one.
Not Clarice.
I thought it was...
Right.
Oh, okay.
Who plays it in the later movies.
Sure,
anyway,
sure. Sorry.
So all throughout the movie, it was pretty boring. And just in the middle of it, I was like, this better not be aliens. I'm going to be so pissed if this is aliens. This better be like a monster or like a cast ghost
where,
or
like,
something.
Her photos been erased and she's like, no,
yeah.
I had a baby. I
did
swear.
Have a
you
kid.
You didn't have a baby. Shut up, whore.
It's this massive conspiracy. And it gets more and more boring as it progresses. In the end, it's aliens. Mm-hmm. And I walk out of the house like pissed and angry. I'm like, no.
Like you wish
why aliens?
Is it like just at the end? Like, by the way, it's aliens.
Basically.
Wait, oh, well, I was going to see that.
Well, I just saved you like 2 hours.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Internet. Next question. Trump says, what fictional country would you like to host the Olympics? And then Mimi took my answer, which was Latveria. Dr. Doom's nation. I want the Iron Fist of Doom to host the Olympics.
I want the Olympics to be in the not in the Hall of Justice, but the
it's not a country.
No, I know.
Come
but
on. Their own government
in the what is it the thing of Doom
that's not a country either.
It's I'm answering the question however
I
want
it's
to answer the question.
Hall of Doom.
Yeah, I guess it is the Hall of Doom.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Doom.
Yeah, I want it to be in the Hall of Doom because the Hall of Doom can fly to space and do all kinds of shit. So, that or I don't know. Again, the Matrix, I guess. It'd be kind of fun to see Olympics there. Because you could totally fuck with shit.
The Matrix Olympics.
Yeah. Like the conscripts and like in the little like
the hub. Construct.
Yeah, the construct. They can like meet up in there and figure out what they're gonna do, and then you know they can come up really. They can just come up with an event right there.
Narnia. No, I mean Fantasia.
Oh, either
I
one.
I have like the 100-mile look dragon hurdles.
Oh, dude,
be
I know.
Great if it was like a relay race.
Yeah. I know, dude. Like they were fucking
the snail races.
Snail relay.
Either at Endor or on the Death Star.
Oh shit, that's good. God damn it.
It's not a nation either, but I'll give you that.
Whatever.
It's the size of a planet.
What was it that little we went to go.
Oh, so it's the Stormtrooper Olympics. Like they all compete for like best well, Stormtrooper.
Or whatever, you know.
And that one guy bangs his head in the door every time.
They have to like, you know, the high bar you have to jump over that they always jump over their back first. But it's like a really hot laser beam from the Death Star.
Oh, that's terrible. All.
Yeah, so if they don't make it, you know, it's like, oh, that's really going to set him back.
And you can see like Darth Vader like.
Well, that way the
yeah,
judges.
He's, just, he's got his hand off to the side and he's flicking people into it.
Like, he's just like giggling to himself. Eating popcorn.
Like dudes' heads are exploding before they get to the laser. And like, what happened? Oh, another spontaneous head explosion.
Well, that's why all the. And then when the judges, like, whatnot, it's all the judges from the council from episode one that are in that big arena or whatever, the Senate or whatever. And they all have their little cards that they can lift up. They have, like, the snaggletooth guy and the long nose guy, the blue guy, or the Chewbaccas, or the Ewoks. You know, they're all judges.
Right.
That opening ceremony would be fucking rad, and it would end by the Death Star, like, lighting the torch from space, you know?
Wait, no. The torch is on Alderaan, and they light it with the Death Star, but they blow up the planet.
That's exactly what happened. Well, see that would make it awesome because then, like the stormtroopers and guys show up, those are like the Russians or the Germans or the hated whatever. But they have to like do gymnastics in their fucking gear, you know. So you can hear all the plastic like clunking together.
Yeah, they can't really do anything. They're just falling all over the place. And
they have
over.
That little fancy little rope thing, you know.
There's a lightsaber relay. He's like holding it back behind him. Like no, grab it! I can't. He's fucking grab it.
Oh!
Like he grabs it. Yeah, every third guy's hands get chopped off,
or they have metal hands.
Right. Yeah, their hands got chopped off in the first race. They've all got Luke Skywalker hands now.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's where I would do it.
They already kind of did it, but I kind of want it in the Harry Potter universe, except not wizards, just like muggles doing
the
regular...
Quidditch Olympics.
Yeah, trying to do wizard things, but they can't really.
Oh, like the Quidditch World Cup is...
Goblet of Fire.
Right. They said that the World Cup was kind of that already, or like the... Yeah, the Goblet of Fire. That was a big tournament already, so that kind of already...
Yeah, but that was...
Be good if it was non-magical people, though.
Magical.
What?
Next question comes from Duck Girlfriend. I have a Team Fortress 2 question,
John Dark.
But I'll wait for Josh.
John Dark says, wait, isn't Muggle Olympics just regular Olympics? Right. That's a good point, actually.
They consider it to be the Special Olympics, though. They watch it with sadness like the Special Olympics. Like, look at them. They don't even have brooms. Don't make fun of them, dude. It's not cool. They only have wands. Dude, if you didn't have magic, you wouldn't know.
So does that mean they have like a telethon to raise money for like
regular people?
For regular people.
All right, everybody, look at this kid. He can't even fly.
Poor sucker.
Calls, come on. He can't hey, if it's his birthday and he wants to make fireworks explode in the air, he can't.
He can't. There's nothing he can do about it.
That's the saddest shit
he
I've ever
heard.
He has
to go to, like, Peter Piper Pizza.
Poor
or some
son of a bitch.
That's Mr. Getty's.
What if he's got to breathe underwater? What's he going to do? Eat gillyweed? No. He can't.
He can't.
He'll die. He'll drown. Saddest story ever.
If you donate now, we'll get you, we give you a little box where you can put your wand in, you know? It's
a little tote bag
little
for your
tote
wand.
Bag for your wand.
A if broom case.
If you donate $100 or more, you get a broom case. And anything above the $500 mark, it's like a big, I don't know, like a book.
Like a book.
A spell book.
Yeah, a spell book or I don't know.
Like how to entertain muggles.
A fucking something to mush up your
folks
stuff.
This is going to break your heart. It's gonna fucking break your heart. This kid here can't even shoot fireballs. Nothing. He's got an enemy. What's he going to do? Hit him with his fists? Get his knuckles all scratched up? That's fucking heartbreaking.
Let's go to Tom and see what he has.
I got a caller on the phone.
Yeah, he's like, I was calling because I was flying around the front yard and my husband told me, and I came in and I was like, oh my lord,
I didn't even know they had those problems.
Oh my lord, I didn't realize. I feel so isolated. Because I didn't realize that those kind of problems are happening here. And that he, I mean.
Plus, I want that one tote bag.
Yeah. How much am I going to give for that?
Looks pretty sweet. This kid here, what if he is late for school? Can he make his car fly? He cannot. And they're like, oh.
They show a picture of that kid, like, pointing at a car, like, trying to make it fly, and nothing's happening.
This kid tried to lift his car in the air
and
killed
nobody
him.
Has the heart to tell him that he can't do it.
Crushed him to death. He wants to talk to snakes. He can't. He talks to his snakes. He hears and he's like,
and the snake attacks.
I think he's dead. Snake bites his face off. He can't talk. What if he could tell him, hey snake, I just want to be friends? He can't. He can't talk to snakes.
This poor boy over here.
Heartbreaking.
This poor boy over here was going to send a letter to his parents and put it on an owl and had it send off. Letter never got there.
Owl took a shit on his letter and left.
Turns out the owl didn't want to help him because he doesn't have magic.
And he said, fuck
no
this.
No magic.
Almost clawed his eyes out.
Without magic, you can't even tell an owl where to take the fucking letter. He could take it anywhere or nowhere.
And if for those listening, if you donate $1,000 or more, you get this handy like owl glove cloth that you can wear whenever you're...
It's a falconer's glove.
Yeah, the falconer glove.
When you get your mail,
it'll write on there the day you donated and how much you donated.
He wants to send a magical letter.
We'll send you a.
He can't. He pulls out a quill pen. Doesn't even write for him. He has to use the internet. The fucking internet.
$1,000 more. We'll send you a picture of the child you will be helping.
The sad little muggle baby. sad little pathetic muggle baby with no powers.
Call now.
And it's all these normal kids surrounded by like toys and affection, but they're just sad.
Yeah, they're like playing Xbox 360 and they're like, I don't.
He wants to have fun. What does he have to do? He has to play video games. He can't play Quidditch. Sad shit. Heartbreaking.
He has to eat regular candy.
Oh, his candy doesn't even taste like snot or boogers or magic or anything. Magic. He eats a candy frog. It doesn't hop away. It's chocolate.
It is chocolate.
He just eats it. It sucks. Where's the joy? Where's the joy for Jimmy? Jimmy gets no chocolate frog of magic. No joy. His beans are not any flavor. They're specific flavors, like cherry and licorice. It's terrible. Heartbreaking.
Real flavor.
Fucking hates it. I can do that all night. That's funny. That's the best.
Yeah, that's going to be our...
The Muggle Olympics.
Dum, dum, ba, dum, 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 ba,
or the Muggle Telethon. I guess it's the Muggle Telethon that's funnier than the
Hey,
Olympics.
That's coming up. Jerry Lewis is doing his fucking...
I don't care about kids with cerebral palsy anymore. I only care about kids that don't know magic.
No, it's muscular muscular dystrophy or whatever.
Magical dystrophy.
It's dystrophy.
Denise wins the Going to Hell Award for that one.
Wow. That's okay.
MD. MS. Magical sclerosis.
So anyway. Magical sclerosis.
What if a troll should happen upon Jimmy? The troll would kill him. What could he do?
They show pictures of dead kids.
There's a troll smashing a kid. Number one, the troll should not be out in non-magical areas. But what if he is? You can't predict what trolls will do. What if this child is faced with a dragon? How will he defeat him with no broom and no wand? The dragon will kill him.
I'm here for the gangbang.
It's the saddest story I've heard all day.
Yeah.
You gotta give and give deep.
You gotta give...
Reach into your hearts and your pockets, folks.
Why is he Italian? Why is everybody...
I like that voice. I like that voice for that guy.
It's being held in New York.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Yeah.
The fundraiser is.
He sees five kids jump into a portkey that's like a boot, and he tries to follow them, and he gets his head stuck in a boot, and plus he sprains his neck. It sucks. And he's like, where'd all my friends go? Guess where they are. They're in a magical Quidditch match, having the time of their lives.
Too bad.
This kid, stuck with a boot on his head, and a sprained neck.
Stuck with a sock ball.
In an emergency room. No friends.
Oh.
All right, moving on. Eddie says, if you could choose one unorthodox food item, and we got plenty to choose from earlier, to show up on a fast food menu, what would it be? I'm going to have to go with the fried bacon sundae or whatever from the Texas State Fair.
Oh, deep fried bacon, extra crispy, deep double fried bacon.
How long until we see that at McDonald's? Denise, you've got to tempt our taste buds with a Filipino cuisine we've not already made fun of.
You don't want to know.
Go for it.
Oh, shit. I've already listed out all the crazy ones on the forum.
Oh, then
I can't
think
of anything.
We haven't all read that. What's the weirdest one you put on the form?
I don't know.
I have to read this.
I want deep fried everything.
John Dark says, he ran into the train as it passed. Now he's paralyzed. It's like like they're trying to run into the wall to get into the train. Number 13 and a half or whatever. He saw three kids run into a brick wall to get on the train. He did it and he broke his fucking neck. He's dead. He's in a wheelchair. And he's dead, paralyzed forever. Sad story.
Oh, here's that guy I'm supposed to ban. Hang on. Okay, so craziest Filipino cuisine that we don't know about.
I guess other than balut, which you've already talked about numerous occasions, tasty. There's blood stew, which isn't really that bad. I mean,
but it is actually
I had it 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Bile stew probably is the worst. Even I can't really stand that.
It's made of bile?
Yeah.
How do you harvest bile?
I'm not really sure.
Get a stomach and empty it out?
I never really wanted to know, so I've never made it myself.
John Dark says, is Denise a vampire?
That would be the cool explanation.
Denise is a Klingon. What are you talking about?
I'm just from a third world country. I'm not anything cool like a vampire.
Today is a good day to die.
Although vampires in the Philippines are actually scarier, too.
How so? Do they hop?
No.
Like
no, Chinese vampires. They're kind of like how witches used to be around here. Like, just the old, you know, like how
around
they were.
Here?
No, I mean
not a muggle, are you?
In myths, I mean. Like, you know, they're old crones who live by themselves, whatever. But, you know, they during the daytime, they're just regular, normal, old women, kind of smelly or whatever. But at nighttime, they split in half and they leave their bottom half in their homes. They sprout wings.
What?
And the top half flies away to eat babies.
Yeah, that terrifies me. Wow.
There you go.
Your vampires are way worse than our normal Czechoslovakian vampires.
Oh, it's fucking scary. And when you're over there in like the rural areas where there's not really any streetlights or hardly electricity, you start believing that shit. So,
God damn.
Yeah, it's pretty frightening.
Eli.
Oh, sorry. I was trying to ban that guy, but I don't have permission.
He's not there anymore. He's comes and goes.
There he is. And there he goes.
Yeah, I can't catch him.
I don't know. Fuck, man.
You want to move on?
I got nothing.
Okay. Oh.
I'm just hungry.
Here's one. You want some chips?
No. You'd harvest cheddar? Who the fuck harvests cheddar?
It's cheddar sun chips. It's good.
It's the grains that you harvest, and then you put cheddar on it. The chips are made
Jesse
out of
Monster
grains.
Links to an
to
article
the same name.
About dick pills that we've talked about in the past. Insight.
Oh, yeah. I read this.
This is fucking great. So Insight is the dick pills. It's like, Steve's got a big giant cock, and look at the smile on his face because of it, because he's banging all the bitches. So, the founder of the company, Steve Warshak, they made Insight, which airs all their commercials on Spike TV constantly, and still does to this day, is going to prison for 25 years.
Oh, shit.
Only has to pay a fine of $93,000, but also has to forfeit more than $500 million that they built from consumers. This is the best part. You would buy the dick pills. You would take them and go, hang on, my dick's not any bigger. I really, really expected these dick pills to make my dick bigger, and they didn't. And the only way you could get a refund is if you got a doctor to write a note that verified that you had small genitals.
Nice.
You had to prove that the dick pills didn't work with a medical note that says I have a small dick.
Yeah. Is that what the actual... I didn't know that's what they actually advertised, is that you'd get bigger. I thought they were just regular boner pills.
No,
you thought it was Viagra? I never paid attention.
It says that it enhances that certain part of the male anatomy.
Yeah, this is the...
They never actually
said
it's like
a capsule full of sawdust that's supposed to make your dick actually get larger. And here's the thing. If they had that, if that worked, if that was real, more people would be talking about it. It would be on the news. Medical breakthrough. Pill makes your dick bigger. Think about all the things that would have to happen for a piece of your body to get larger. I mean, it would have to begin reproducing cells in just one part of your body.
Like a cancer?
Yes, it would be a cancer. Every fucking person that bought this deserves to have lost their money. I think this guy should go to prison for being a dick job, but he shouldn't have to pay anybody back.
No.
They should give that money to, like, research stupidity. To cure idiocy.
Why are people so dumb?
Yeah, that's fucking amazing. But I want to know if anybody did the doctor's note. Yeah, doctor, I still got a small dick. I need a note that proves it. Like, do you have to measure it and, like, draw a line? It's like, yep, his dick only comes to here.
Still.
Yeah. I don't know. It's fucking... It's idiocracy. Like...
No, that's our thing for the week. That's our How Idiocracy is Coming True of the week. So, holy shit.
Why is Bob smiling?
Because he has all your dick pill money. Because
he has a huge boner and he's going to prison for 25 years.
Yeah. God, that's not a good combination.
Hey, I don't want to scare you guys, but it's only 2.5 hours and we're done.
What?
We're done!
I don't know.
We can actually do a post show this time.
Holy shit. That's reaching for the stars.
So, rev me up some going home music, Eli. Something with some energy. Come on. Oh, wait. I think we should at least do one callback to I Eli. At least one.
All right.
Ooh, I like this. Never mind. Leave it on this. Hi, Jinx and Sue Podcast, number 27 in the can. Oh, let's see. John Dark wants us to reload his question. Hang on. Oh. Son of a bitch. We were done. We were doing so good.
False.
No, not going back. Adam for next time. Matt, 3137, and John Dark, add your questions next time. Because we did so good. Under 3 hours.
Fuck yeah.
I'm so proud. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for downloading. Hey, I have a request. Anyone that enjoys the podcast, if you get it either by downloading off the website or by listening to it live off the website or by listening to it live on Ustream, if you could, please subscribe to it as well via RSS, because the higher the number of subscribers, the easier it will be for me to do sponsorships. So... if you could, even if you listen to it otherwise, please consider subscribing via RSS. The link is on the site, hijinxandsue.com, in the sidebar on the right. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for hanging out. If you are interested in more podcasts, more Hijinx and Sue comics, and all the goodness that we try to provide, please head on over to hijinxandsue.com/donations. Consider making a monthly donation or even a one-time donation so that I can keep Hijinx and Sue as my full-time job. Probably only got about a month and a half worth of savings left, so I will probably be looking for at least a part-time job here pretty soon. Also, if you know of any contract work for artists or illustrators that might fit what I do, feel free to email me, comics@hijinxandsue.com. Definitely want to keep this thing going. Certainly do appreciate all the support so far. And thank you to our panelists, Eli... from America.internet.
Peace out, and
wow.
I was going to say the real thing, but whatever.
I would have had to bleep it.
It would have been funny on the podcast.
Actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go ahead and bleep it anyway so it sounds like you said that, and then I'll take this part out. And Denise.
Bye, guys.
Denise has a new microphone. Can everybody tell? She sounds so much better. Or, I'm sorry, is audible. As opposed to the old shitty mic she used to have. So now Josh Can you somehow convince Josh to buy a good mic now?
So he stops making out with that nasty orange one?
Jesus Christ. All right. We're either going to keep the room going for the post show or not. I think maybe not.
30 seconds.
So those people can... Most of those people are already donated, so they can listen to it.
25 seconds. Peace out.
Are we leaving?
Are we going?
Are we going?
All right.
At
Bye
least
guys.
The recorded podcast.
Are we going? Are we leaving?
Oh, are we?
Are we going?
Why don't you just kill it?
Are we out? Are we going away? Is it over?
Play the Eli song one more time.
He crossed the border illegally. Titan graphics on level 3. No more soundboard, please kill me. His grandma is so sleepy.
Probably just woke your baby.